Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. Democrat Senator Mark Kelly, a retired Navy captain, may face court-martial. Stems from his role in that Democrat video urging service members to disobey illegal orders from President Trump. None of those involved in the video have been able to identify any illegal orders, and the White House says there were none. Attorney General Bondi is vowing to appeal a judge's ruling tossing out the indictments of former FBI Director James Comey and New York's Attorney General Letitia James. The judge ruled the prosecutor was illegally appointed and therefore lacked the authority to indict. Russia's war in Ukraine grinds on. Overnight,
Ukraine's Air Force said the Russian attack involved swarms of drones, as well as cruise and ballistic missiles, launched from the land, sea and air. Large explosions were reported in Kyiv as air defense systems tried to protect the capital. Ukraine has also been striking Russia, with attacks reported in the border regions of Krasnodar and Rostov. The upsurge in violence follows days of intense diplomacy aimed at ending the war. Russia appears determined to maintain the military pressure as both sides seek to influence U.S.-led efforts to achieve a peace deal.
The BBC's James Reed says the Ukrainian attack killed several people in southern Russia. Today expected to be the busiest day for Thanksgiving holiday air travel in what's expected to be a record-breaking week.
There'll be 31 million passengers flying by air. As we look to the week, that's per the airline industry.
Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy. More than 100 homes damaged after a tornado touched down in a residential area outside of Houston. No injuries have been reported. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures are down 45 points. NASDAQ futures off 74. S&P futures 10 points in the red. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Family life is a crazy adventure filled with love and laughter, but it can also be demanding with work schedules, after school activities, and trying to remember where you put your keys. It leaves you wondering, where does the time go? With so much going on, it can be easy to lose sight of your family's well-being. Balance of Nature fruits and veggie supplements offer an easy way to get a wide variety of whole food ingredients for your whole family. Don't let a busy schedule get in the way of your family's well-being. Start your journey with Balance of Nature supplements today. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and sign up as a new preferred customer to get 35% off your first preferred set with free shipping and our money-back guarantee. That's 1-800-246-8751. Don't wait. Go to balanceofnature.com or call 1-800-246-8751 and get this special offer by using discount code ERIC.
Good morning. You're on Casey and Company at 6:03. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Problems again this morning at the Harbor Tunnels. Today, it's 895 southbound, the old Harbor Tunnel. The accident at the O'Donnell Street ramp. It's affecting the end of the ramp from O'Donnell Street, and it's also affecting the right lane on 895. Already, 895 is backed up towards Moravia Road. 95 got the word about that. All the traffic heading over there to the Fort McHenry Tunnel to get away from this backup. And again, this morning, we have delays on 95 already. Back to Moravia Road. 25 to 30-minute delays already. We'll keep an eye on it. They're trying to clear the right lane on 895 now on the southbound side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBN.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. Starting off a bit cloudy for your Tuesday morning. Temperatures for the afternoon back to the 50s with mostly cloudy skies. And we're tracking our next weather maker. Rain showers rolling into the afternoon and evening time, and even some more rain left over on Wednesday. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBN.
45 degrees in Boley's Quarters and 42 in Randall's Town at 6:04. Here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. U.S. Naval Academy Commandant Captain Gilbert Clark Jr. has been relieved of his duties at the Service Academy after less than 6 months on the job. According to a statement from the Academy, Clark was dismissed Monday due to a loss of confidence in his ability to effectively lead the brigade of midshipmen. The Academy also stated that the Naval Service maintains the highest standards for leaders and holds them accountable when those standards are not met. Navy SEAL Captain Austin Jackson has been named as interim commandant. He had been serving as deputy commandant. And the woman who was pulled from a submerged vehicle in the Inner Harbor last week has died. City rescue crews and a dive team responded to Pier 5 on November 18th to rescue the woman after her car went into the water and she was taken to the hospital in critical condition. Initially, the woman was expected to survive. Last night's winning Maryland Lottery pick 3 was 826, the pick 4, 9434. 6:05 on Casey & Company, Stein on Sports, coming up next.
A pension is everything in retirement. A game changer, as they say.
Touchdown!
Why? Because a pension guarantees your income for the rest of your life, no matter what happens or how long you live. All of your bills, all of your monthly expenses covered.
Kabam!
That's the difference between people who truly enjoy retirement and those that stress and worry about what's happening in the world. Now, I know what you're thinking. I never worked for the government, and my company never offered me a pension. Well, good news. I'm talking about private pensions called annuities, and anyone over the age of 60 is eligible.
Incredible!
We can quickly and easily tell you exactly what your guaranteed lifetime monthly income will be with just a simple phone call. Imagine the peace of mind that comes with a guaranteed paycheck every single month for the rest of your life.
Mega win!
Find out your guaranteed lifetime monthly income. There's no obligation. Call Adam Waske, 877-817-2338. That's 877-817-2338.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 605 Sports is brought to you by the Comfort Guys. That's Farnan and Dermer, keeping your home warm all winter long. Well, another day, another injury for Lamar, and they appear to be migrating south. First it was the hammy, then the knee, after that the ankle, and yesterday it was the toe. Lamar absent from the walkthrough. Head coach John Harbaugh was asked if any of them has affected his performance.
I can't really say. I think he's, like I said, you know, I'm always proud of him. He's playing winning football. He's working really hard every week to be prepared and be ready to play and doing everything he can do to win the game and win the next game and be ready to play winning football.
And Travis Jones and Kyle Hamilton were also DNPs yesterday, and the D-line took another hit as Taven Bryan, a backup lineman, will be out at least the next 4 weeks, perhaps for the year. For the Bengals, it looks like the return of Joe Burrow is imminent. Wide receiver T. Higgins with a concussion, pass rusher Trey Hendrickson with a hip injury have been ruled out for Thursday. That's good news for Ravens fans. Ja'Marr Chase returns, however, after his one-game suspension. Monday Night Football closed out Week 12 last night in San Francisco.
Here's Jennings, and he's going to take it in after breaking tackles. Touchdown, 49ers.
And Joe Buck had the call on ESPN despite three interceptions from Brock Purdy. The Niners prevailed 20-9 over the Panthers. Coming up in 30 minutes, so you're telling me there's a chance. And that is Stein on Sports.
Did you know Farnan and Dermer are HVAC pros? Being Maryland's oldest and best, they're family-owned and operated since 1902. Winter cold doesn't stand a chance. So if it's time for a new heating system, they make it easy. 0% financing up to 60 months, plus rebates up to $7,000. And don't forget that tax credit, $2,000 you get. But it goes away at the end of this year. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys that you can trust.
From Annapolis to Catonsville, from Dundalk to Reisterstown, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Gentlemen, start your engines.
Casey and Company starts now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. The right choice for Maryland.
Top of the morning to you. Welcome back. This is Casey and Company, Talk Radio 680 WCBM, 99.9 FM in Hartford County, the right choice for Maryland. It is a Tuesday, November the 25th, 2025. I'm Sean Casey, and coming up on the program today, well, some Baltimore residents say they want the National Guard to be deployed to the city. We'll explain. She's being dubbed as the AOC of Tennessee. Yes, we'll meet Afton Bain, who is an absolute star-craving lunatic. What is it about the Democrats? These people are absolutely unhinged. But our top story here today, he's now been identified as the most hated Democrat of in America. And no, it's not Joe Biden. It's not Kamala Harris. It is not any of the leadership there. And it's not even Zohran Mamdani who was getting some love in the last week or so. It is none other than Maryland State Senate President Bill Ferguson. He was given that moniker by the Bulwark, left-wing publication, website, and podcast, because of his stance on opposing redistricting here in Maryland. As you know, Governor Moore is contemplating a special session to try to steal the final seat away from Republicans here in the state of Maryland. 7-1 right now. That's not fair, obviously. He wants it to be 8-0. He wants to retire Andy Harris prematurely. And he wants to do it in a special session. And Ferguson says, whoa, 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 halt the, stop the presses. That may not have the effect that you want it to have. And here he was invited onto the Bulwark podcast just the other day and talked about going from 7-1 to 8-0.
What is the absolute case in our perspective is that in Maryland, getting an 8-0 map is the least likely outcome possible given the Maryland context and this moment. And that our current 7-1 map, by just going for an additional district, is in the greatest jeopardy it could possibly be. And so what is more likely is that we would either stay the same or potentially lose Democratic representatives to Congress if the court decided to redraw the map itself, which is not unheard of in Maryland and just happened in places like Utah.
Now, if you Democrats that really don't understand what he just said, he basically is saying you can end up losing seats. So instead of 7-1, it could be 6-2, most likely. With an outside chance, it could end up 5-3.
If you look at it as a purely partisan exercise, all of the Republican states that could act versus all of the Democratic states that could act, it is not only mutually assured destruction because of the impact on democracy, but at the end of the day, Democrats will lose. We have less seats that are under our control to be able to be redistricted. And so at some point, if you are a looking at the full map and as a whole and believe, okay, it's a domino effect and everyone's just going to race to the bottom, well, then we will end up 5, 6, 7, 8 seats behind net.
Yeah, I think it's going to be more than that. I think it could be, we're, as I said yesterday, we need 10. That is the absolute what we need. He's saying 5, 6, 7. So there's a really good chance it could be 10 going into the midterms. Right now, everyone is predicting a Democrat wave wipeout of the Republicans. You know, I'll wait and see. There's a lot can happen between now and next year. It's a little less than a year away. But Ferguson, because he wants to protect Democrat seats nationwide, is now being vilified by the national leadership. Dollar Store Obama, Hakeem Jeffries, Chuck Hugh Schumer, and the AOCs of the world. And he is being called out for that. And look, you know, I just... I mean, I feel for you, buddy, but this is you're dealing with a party that is a bunch of lunatics. Not that he's any great shakes. He's still one of these Trump-deranged Democrats here in Maryland. But it's interesting watching this internecine battle between Ferguson and Governor Tax Moore. All right, more from him coming up in just a second at 6:13. Traffic and weather on the threes. Now with the update, here is the King, Lugnuts Johnson.
Here we go again.
Yeah. Well, you know, they want to keep you busy.
Yeah. No, I mean, why is it? Well, at least today it's equal time. Yesterday was the Fort McHenry Tunnel. Today it's the old Harbor Tunnel. This is a wreck southbound right lane, O'Donnell Street. It's also affecting the ramp from O'Donnell Street. You're coming on that ramp right at the very end. You have to make the quick merge, and you really have to go across two lanes to get into the left-hand lane because that's the only lane that is open because of the wreck southbound. This wreck has been here for a while. It was here right before 5:30, and the cleanup is still underway. So 895 again today. We're backed up towards O'Donnell Street. 95 is open with all four lanes, and that traffic is backed up because they're getting away from the Old Harbor Tunnel and also backed up Moravia Road, Eastern Avenue, O'Donnell Street, going into the Fort McHenry Tunnel. So again today, big delays already, not even hardly, it's 6:15, and we're backed up southbound with 20-minute delays plus and building going into both the Harbor Tunnels. I'm looking at 95 southbound. All four lanes are open, just checking to make sure they're coming out of the southbound tubes. Yeah, everybody's open there. But all this overflow traffic now is sitting on 95. There's a new problem also on the BW Parkway. Vehicle fire northbound between 198 and 197 in Prince George's County with delays there. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
We're not even a getaway day yet. Crazy. Your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, cloudy start, temps in the 50s, rain this afternoon lasting through tomorrow morning. Scattered showers possible Wednesday, temps could reach the 60s. Then the big cool down comes for Thanksgiving and the Black Friday. More on that tomorrow. Right now, cloudy, 45 in Annapolis, 41 in Columbia. Fashion show in New York City from designer Michael Schmidt, featuring clothes made from the wool of gay sheep.
Gay sheep.
Gay sheep. Some of these sheep aren't completely gay. Some are bisexual.
What would they be called? Ramettes?
You. Ramettes. New study by Brown University suggests that smoking marijuana can curb the immediate desire to drink alcohol.
Oh.
But it replaces it with the immediate desire to eat Funyuns. You know? That's those munchies are tough to... Here's one from the Movies I Will Not See department. According to box office numbers, the second installment of Wicked is outdrawing the last film.
Hmm.
This is the one that lets the woman looks like a vampire.
Yeah.
Cynthia Erivo, I think her name is, and Ariana Grande, who looks like she's given up. Looks like she's given up the donuts. Someone's calling you, Chuck.
Not me.
new study out shows that hearing loss can be reversed with a surprising drug, Viagra.
I saw that.
Yeah. So if you take Viagra, you won't be hard of hearing. A new book by author James Patterson claims that Marilyn Monroe was murdered.
Well, God, we knew that.
Yeah. I think we'll see the Monroe files before we see the Epstein files. What do you think?
Yeah, right.
Yeah. So, crazy.
Quick update if you don't mind.
Yes, sir. Go right ahead.
Broken down tractor trailer now in the backup. 95 southbound at O'Donnell Street in the right lane. So that's just adding to that.
Indeed.
Fun.
We have a prominent celebrity who has passed away. Reggae star Jimmy Cliff has passed away at the age of 81.
I can see clearly now the rain is gone. I can see all obstacles in my way.
All right, Variety has made a list of the 100 best comedy movies of all time. And who do you think finished at number one? Best comedy movies of all time.
Blazing Saddles.
I was going to say that, but it finished a disappointing 77th.
Wow.
Yeah. Groundhog Day, number 10. Young Frankenstein, 9.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Fargo, at 8.
No. Nope.
The Marx Brothers Duck Soup, at 7. Good. Monty Python and the Holy Grail, at 6.
I like that.
This is one I've never heard of or never seen. Waiting for Guffman.
No.
At number 5.
Don't know that.
Number 4, The Great Dictator. I think that was a Charlie Chaplin film.
Charlie Chaplin, yeah.
Number 3 was Annie Hall. Not funny.
No.
Number 2, Some Like It Hot, speaking of Marilyn Monroe.
It was all right.
Here I am.
And number 1, the most funniest movie of all time.
Can I interest you in a nightcap?
No, thank you. I don't wear them. It's true what they say. Cops and women don't mix. It's like eating a spoonful of Drano. Sure, it'll clean you out, but it'll leave you hollow inside.
Is this some kind of bust?
Well, it's very impressive, yes, but we need to ask you a few questions. Nice beaver.
Thank you. I just had it stuffed.
Let me help you with that.
Do you gamble, Lieutenant?
Every time I order out.
Naked Gun, number 1 funniest movie of all time. You agree with that?
No.
Okay. I don't agree with it either. I mean, it was great, but I don't think it was the funniest.
It was just a series of one-liners after another. For the whole, it was like Airport. Airport was amusing.
Yeah, it was
entertaining.
Funnier, I thought.
Yeah.
But, they're all fun to watch and great, but I don't know. Chuck, did you? I wasn't into hear it. Did Smokey and the Bandit make
No,
that?
It did not make the top 100.
Yep.
Blazing Saddles were number 77. Not a single Three Stooges movie.
I was going to say Stooges, Laurel and Hardy.
No, Laurel and Hardy.
I want a recount. I demand a recount.
Yeah.
I do.
It's variety. You know, it's not really.
Yeah, well, they're all libs.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, big time.
Absolutely.
Annie Hall, really?
Annie Hall
sucked.
Yeah.
About
five out of those sucked.
Yeah.
Well, they put stuff in there like Waterboy. Adam Sandler was in the top 100. How do you put Waterboy in and not Smokey and the Bandit?
Yeah. I don't think Adam Sandler's funny.
Some.
I think some of his stuff is funny.
Junior?
Yeah.
No.
He tries too hard.
Yeah. But the legendary Jackie Gleason can't take it away from
when
me.
When I get home,
bang, to the moon.
Yeah. All right, Chuck, see you. We'll start off here in a couple minutes. We've got more traffic problems here to report on in just a couple minutes from now. It is 6.
Oh, by the way, quick.
Sure.
All lanes open now, 895 at O'Donnell Street.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate that update. 620 and more with Bill Ferguson and why he opposes to opening up a redistricting here in the state of Maryland.
Looking for unbeatable flavor and local charm? Head to Michael's Cafe in Timonium, the neighborhood favorite for over 40 years. Famous for award-winning crab cakes, handcrafted cocktails, and a lively vibe. Whether it's brunch, date night, or happy hour, Michael's has you covered. Indoor comfort, outdoor fun, and live music on the weekends. It's all happening at Michael's Cafe. Michael's Cafe, Timonium's go-to spot. Taste the tradition. Visit michaelscafe.com.
Joe Hartman here, owner of Perry Hall Investment Group. Now is a great time to sell your unwanted property for top dollar with no commissions or fees. Call me today at 410-989-5200. That's 410-989-5200.
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680, WCBM, and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM.
All right, so Joe says, Waiting for Guffman is a mockumentary by the same people who did Spinal Tap. All right. Thanks, Joe. Appreciate that. August says, Caddyshack, yeah, it's in the top 100, but he says it should be number one. So if you want to weigh in with your best comedy of all time, you certainly can do that. There are lots of good movies to choose from. That's just the top 10 were a little interesting, to say the least. Of course, they're going from the silent film era all the way up to the modern era, so that is going to, you know, obviously skew the results somewhat. 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. You can email us at am680@wcbm.com. Text into the show using the free WCBM mobile app. And, of course, there was a lot of pressure being brought on Maryland State Senate President Bill Ferguson, who is a progressive, who does represent the city. But he's not doing it because he wants to help Republicans. He is opposing the redistricting effort to try to steal that last seat and leave Republicans voiceless in the state because he thinks Democrats could end up losing. That's what scares him. Governor Taxmore hasn't thought this through. He just wants to appease Dollar Store Obama and Chuck U. Schumer, his national, you know, he's got to bend the knee to the National Democrat Party. And Ferguson goes, well, wait a minute, this could blow up in our face. So we'll hear more from him in just a second. 623, traffic and weather on the threes. Now with the update, Lugnuts Johnson.
895, just as we said at the end of that last report, all the lanes are open. The wreck was there about 45 minutes, almost an hour, southbound at O'Donnell Street. So that's the good news, and traffic is moving into the Old Harbor Tunnel once again. We're backed up to Moravia Road. The overflow traffic went next door. They take 95 south. They started to back up at Moravia Road and the city-county line. In that backup, we had a report a tractor-trailer had broken down southbound near O'Donnell Street. So all of this right now has created, again, just like yesterday, an early 25-minute delay for the traffic south trying to get into both the harbor tunnels. Right now, we're moving. We'll see if it improves. We'll keep an eye on that. The other problem was a vehicle fire, and they were still cleaning up northbound on the BW Parkway after the ramp at 197 in Prince George's County. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
How do you leave Wedding Crashers off that list? I've got to tell you, that's a great, funny movie as well. Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast. Cloudy start today.
How'd that go?
Temperatures reach 50s. Rain moves in this afternoon and lasts through tomorrow morning. Then some scattered showers. Possible Wednesday. Temperatures well up into the 60s by tomorrow. And then the cold front going to be dropping us down into the 40s by Thanksgiving Day. Right now it's cloudy and 43 in Pikesville, 42 in Reisterstown. And once again, Senate President Bill Ferguson being dubbed the most hated Democrat in America by the Bulwark website and podcast, says that we've been down this road before. We've had redistricting efforts, and it's all gone in the Democrats' direction over the years. It used to be 4-4, then it was 6-2, thanks to Paris Glendening, then 7-1 the last time they did it. But they were going for 8-zip a couple of years ago. I think it was 22, and that's when a Democrat-appointed Supreme Court justice in Maryland, Battaglia, struck it down. Here's Ferguson on that.
And for the first time ever in Maryland in 2022, Judge Battaglia, a former state Supreme Court justice who oversaw at a trial level this case, threw out our map saying that it was extreme partisan gerrymandering. That is not about the U.S. Constitution. She applied for the very first time the state constitution to federal maps. That is a brand new standard in Maryland that nobody ever considered, but sets a different bar.
I think that's a key point that everybody is missing here. This judge, again, applied the state, the Maryland state constitution to the federal map and not the the other. So that's a whole different standard. It's a whole different benchmark to meet. And therefore, and look, this is the attempt. The Democrats in this state, and he can tell, leave no one behind. Well, Wes Moore, the governor, Tex Moore, wants to leave every single Republican behind without a voice, without a vote. That is the end game. That is the goal. And once you start down this process, Ferguson warns, there is no escape hatch.
The challenge is there's no escape hatch once you start moving forward. Once you try to start to change the maps mid-cycle in Maryland, we lose our argument that the 7-1 map that we have today can stand. That's just, you can't say to the courts, look, go back to the one we already had, because in order for them to throw out any map, they have to adopt this new standard that says that partisan gerrymandering is wrong. In the case that that happens, the court has a couple of options. One, they can redraw the map itself, which is what just happened in Utah. It also happened in Maryland for our state maps in 2002. Why did they do it in 2002? Well, because they said that the primary election was too close and the legislature didn't have enough time to make a new map, and so the court decided to make its own. So this isn't something that's just sort of made up. This has actually happened in Maryland. Two, they could ask the legislature to go back and redo the map under this new standard. The problem is, if the state Supreme Court adopts this standard of extreme partisan gerrymandering being a violation of the state constitution and Declaration of Rights, it means that we will have to then pass a map that is most likely either 6-2 or 5-3 to match our partisan registrations.
He's exactly right. He is 100% right. And he's trying to save the Democrat Party from itself. And I don't think he's going to win. Because he's got Governor Tex Moore, and he's got Speaker Adrian Jones. Every time I see her, I'm looking for the strings. Where are the strings? Who's pulling the strings on Speaker Jones? Not altogether there. But if Speaker Jones would join forces with Bill Ferguson, the state Senate president, then I think there probably won't be a special session. But it looks like there will be a special session. It looks like Governor Tex Moore will insist on an 8-zip. Redrawing of the map, then that's going to be, litigation's going to come, the Republicans will sue, and the Republicans will win. Because they've already been struck down once before on extreme partisan gerrymandering. And this one, it doesn't get more extreme than disenfranchising of Republicans throughout the state of Maryland, which depends on which figure you use. I've heard anywhere between 30-35% of registered Republicans, but they want to leave you with zero representation in the Maryland General Insane Asylum, in the congressional delegation. Zero. Of course, it's we're getting there. We're moving in that direction in the Maryland General Insane Asylum. We're down to just a handful of senators now and delegates as well. So that's the end game. And he's become the most hated Democrat in America because of how hated the progressives are of other Democrats that don't see things their way. They won't capitulate. They won't bend the knee to the far left-wing progressive Marxists who now run the party nationwide. Schumer, it's just a matter of time before Schumer is shown the door, and you give it over to people like Dollar Store Obama, and of course AOC and Mamdani's of the world, and the Brandon Johnsons in Chicago, and et cetera. So there you have it. There's a guy with at least enough common sense to say, wait a minute, we're going to shoot ourselves in the foot, but there is Governor Tex Moore handing him the gun. Coming up right after the 6:30 news, speaking of AOC, we'll meet, introduce to you the AOC of Tennessee. And boy, is she a piece of work. It is 6:30. Time for the latest news headlines. Once again, here's Maggie Hunter.
Thanks. Good morning. City police are investigating a death in Northeast Baltimore. Officers were called to a home in the 4900 block of Crenshaw Avenue Monday morning for a well-being check. And they found the victim dead with apparent trauma to the upper body. The medical examiner's office will determine the cause of death. A Brooklyn Park man has been sentenced to 20 years in federal prison on child sexual exploitation charges. 33-year-old Charles Faram IV pleaded guilty in the case, admitting that he used Snapchat to meet teenage girls online and coerced them to send explicit images. He told the girls he was 19 years old and promised them vapes or marijuana in exchange for the images or sex acts. If the victims tried to end the arrangement, he threatened to expose their images. The nine victims were between the ages of 13 and 16. Baltimore County Police will be out in force to help keep shoppers safe during the holiday season. The holiday deployment will focus on locations with increased activity during the holidays, especially around shopping centers with high vehicle and foot traffic. Police also remind shoppers to take safety precautions like parking in well-lit areas, paying attention to their surroundings, locking car doors, and keeping valuables and packages out of sight. U.S. Naval Academy Commandant Captain Gilbert Clark Jr. has been relieved of his duties at the Service Academy after less than 6 months on the job. According to a statement from the Academy, Clark was dismissed Monday due to a loss of confidence in his ability to effectively lead the brigade of midshipmen. The Academy also stated that the Naval Service maintains the highest standards for leaders and holds them accountable when those standards are not met. Navy SEAL Captain Austin Jackson has been named as interim commandant. He had been serving as deputy commandant. 6:31 on Casey and Company. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Comcast Business is celebrating the holidays by giving your business the $1,000 holiday bonus when you switch to a gig speed internet package. Just imagine the thousands of possibilities of a $1,000 prepaid card. Like possibility number 12. A new laptop for the office holiday hero. Or possibility number 108, smart speakers to deck those hallways. Or possibility number 192, new equipment for the new year. Or possibility number 555, Bluetooth holiday lights for office decor. Switch to Comcast Business, designed for 100% reliability with business internet and wireless connect, plus advanced cybersecurity, and now get the $1,000 holiday bonus. Comcast Business, powering possibilities.
Ends 12/14/25. New customers only with 2-year agreement. Requires qualifying gig package. Other restrictions apply.
And it's 6:33. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
We had problems early this morning right around 5:20 with a wreck on 895, the Old Harbor Tunnel Thruway at O'Donnell Street. That cleared in the last 15 minutes, so the lanes are open. It backed us up on 895 to the city-county line. 95 got the word. They went over to the Fort McHenry Tunnel. That's backed up to the city-county line. The ramifications from that now with a delay on 95 south from the Beltway down through the overpass at Chesico Avenue. So now the tail end of this backup is just south of the Beltway going through the city county line and then still trying to get into both the Harvard tunnels. So now, realistically, the tail end of this backup with that delay is over 35 minutes southbound. So we'll have to watch that. We're moving all the lanes, but a big delay as you're coming in on the area from the Beltway on 95 down through Rosedale. The other problem, a vehicle fire northbound BW Parkway. The cleanup in the area between 197 and 198 in Prince George's County. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. Starting off a bit cloudy for your Tuesday morning. Temperatures for the afternoon back to the 50s with mostly cloudy skies. And we're tracking our next weather maker. Rain showers rolling into the afternoon and evening time, and even some more rain left over on Wednesday. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 635 Sports is brought to you by Greben Wealth Management. Well, a short week began for the Ravens and Bengals yesterday as both teams held walkthroughs at their respective facilities. John Harbaugh expressing his thoughts about playing on Thanksgiving Day night.
It's really an honor to be able to play on Thanksgiving and just to know that everybody's going to be watching. It's a night game. Most everybody doesn't have to get up in the morning, I guess, unless you go shopping. Do people still do Black Friday shopping?
Some people do, but it's just bedlam.
It's bedlam?
Yeah.
Ravens living in that bubble, believe you me. Meanwhile, it was injury news that dominated yesterday on both sides. For Baltimore, Lamar, Kyle Hamilton, and Travis Jones were absent. Lamar this time with a toe, Hamilton with an ankle. He has a chance to play, says Harbaugh on Thursday night. For the Bengals, T. Higgins and Trey Hendrickson have been ruled out, but Joe Burrow apparently will play. Despite the Bengals' 3-8 record and slim playoff chances, Burrow has lost his last four to Baltimore, and the Bengals were 1-8 in the 9 games that he missed this season. Elsewhere in the NFL, the Bucs getting good news on Baker Mayfield's shoulder. The MRI proved negative. The Browns will keep Shedeur Sanders as their starting quarterback. And Justin Tucker is getting a look from the Saints yesterday after their kicker Blake Groupe missed 2 kicks Sunday and has the worst field goal percentage in the league. Caps were on home ice last night. Second game of a 4-game stretch at home, taking on the Blue Jackets in D.C.
Tom Wilson on the retrieval. Chychrun lets it fly. He scores! More high heat.
Nothing like high heat. Joe B had to call Chychrun's second of the night, and the Caps got 4 goals and 5 points from their back end in a 5-1 win over the Jackets. And with that goal, Chychrun extended his scoring streak to a career-high 8 games. It's the longest streak by an NHL blue liner this season. Meanwhile, on the hardwood last night, it was Maryland and UNLV. A 12-good night start didn't stop the Terps. Call on TNT. How good is it to hear the name Pharrell Payne back on the court after that fall he took in the Marquette game? He surpasses 1,000 points in his career, and the Terps run away from the Rebels 74-67. Local basketball, Towson with a gritty 62-57 win over Rhode Island. UMBC with a 102-52 win over D3 Notre Dame of Maryland. The time now is 6:37. When we return, nothing like Turkey Day and football.
Attention investors and retirees, are you ready for what's coming? The AI and data revolution is changing everything. Billions are being invested in smart technology and automation. Markets are shifting fast. If your portfolio isn't built for the future, it could affect how well you retire. Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 for your free consultation.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor, member FINRA SIPC.
All right, so what's your schedule on Turkey Day in terms of football and eating and, like, how do you work it all in?
Well, this year, because I'm hosting, but and some of the family are going to the Ravens game, so we're going to have to eat earlier.
Early, right.
So we'll probably eat by 5 o'clock at the latest, and that gives them time to get downtown to the bank to see the game.
So you wait until 5 o'clock to eat?
Yeah.
Wow.
We've always waited. Yeah, so somewhere between 4:30, 5 o'clock.
Eat as early as the Lions game.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, I mean, we're eating like 1:30, 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
All right. Yeah, that's a big meal. A lot of people like to eat early.
Early, and then you can have dessert.
Yeah. Exactly.
Right. But, you know, the thing for Baltimore, though, it's the 105th anniversary of the Turkey Day game, the Turkey Bowl,
right,
between Loyola and Calvert Hall.
Right.
Right.
And I think that is just such a terrific tradition. The only downside is that they don't play City Poly on Thanksgiving Day anymore.
Right, right.
But, I mean, literally from 10 o'clock in the morning until, what, midnight, you can watch
it's all football here.
Yeah.
It's all day long.
It's the best.
And the only problem with that is that years ago when we used to have the family football game, prior to dinner, because you couldn't play afterwards.
No.
So that's the reason why I always ate late in our family, is because everybody got together and played, touch football.
I sprained my knee playing Thanksgiving Day football years ago.
You were casually,
yeah,
huh?
Yeah, it was not good. It wasn't the smartest decision
exactly.
I've ever made.
Yeah, you know what? You had fun.
We did.
All right, Gary, thanks. 6:39, 21 minutes now before the hour of 7 o'clock. You're listening to KC and Company. And the number here, 410-922-6680. Let's go to Mike in Prince George's County. Good morning, Mike.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for taking my call, Sean.
Yes, sir.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Yeah, I'm the same to you.
I just want to interject. If the Maryland legislature is talking about a special session, and if the governor is pushing for it, in his words, because it disenfranchised voters, what they absolutely need to do when they're in that special session, and if the governor was a true leader, he would push for it, is to have an open primary in this state. I'm an independent voter. Independent voters make up 42% of voters in this state. There's not a larger disenfranchised group than independent voters. So if you're looking to fix the voting system, yeah, fix the Democrat-Republican thing, fix the gerrymandering thing, but make it an open primary so everyone can participate in the process.
Yeah, we just got a court ruling on that, Mike, and they don't agree with you. They said that if you want to partake in the primary process, you need to be a registered member of either the Republicans or Democrats. Otherwise, you have to wait to the general. So the courts have already batted that down. The only way we're going to change Maryland now is for independents. And I'm not a card-carrying Republican. I am in name only as far as, again, I've been disenfranchised or rather disinterested in the Republican Party for a long time now and the way they've gone until Trump came along. So the only way we're going to change things is if the independents pick a side and you could start having a say in who the Democrat nominee is and who the Republican nominees are. And I know it doesn't necessarily make you subservient to any party, but you have much more of a say in what that party does.
Well, it's just ridiculous. Nowhere in Maryland's charter does it say you have to belong to a party in order to vote. And I just think it's arrogance, and if the governor was a true leader, he would address it as a man. His mottos leave no one behind.
Yeah, but the Constitution, says it is up to the states to decide the manner in how they conduct elections. And so that's
sure. There's 26 states that have open primaries.
Yes.
And if this governor wants to be a national leader and move towards center to hit the masses for what's important to them, this issue is important to them.
Yeah, well, one out of two ain't bad. He wants, Mike, thanks again. Have a happy Thanksgiving. He wants to be a national leader, but that's where it ends. He does not want to move to the center. Dr. Mike Allen is with us. Good morning, Dr. Allen.
Good morning. Good morning. Well, I tuned in late, but I know you were talking about the gerrymandering perspective possibility in Maryland. I just wanted to make sure that everybody listening knows Maryland, if they do go to 8-0, meaning 8 Democrat and 0 Republican, even though Trump won at least 36% of the vote in Maryland, in the New England states, I'm talking about Massachusetts, Vermont, New Hampshire, Maine, Connecticut, guess what? Trump won 36-45% of the vote in the 2024 election. Guess how many seats they have in Congress? Zero.
Yeah.
All Democrats.
It's yeah, that's the model.
Zero. The whole New England.
That's the model. And you heard Ferguson talking about Utah. Republicans thought they were going to pick up a seat in Utah. Guess what? The courts said no. And Democrats now have picked up that seat in Utah, that single seat. So once you start going into this, see, look, I believe that it should be drawn on population and population alone, demographically. No identity politics, no racial politics and gerrymandering, no trying to favor one party or the other. Just draw them evenly and let everybody sort it out. That's the way it should be done. Thanks for the call, Dr. Allen. Appreciate that. But he's right. In all of New England, you're talking about 5 states, of which 35-40% are registered Republicans. Not a single Republican representative in all of New England. Not one. That's what they want to do to us here in Maryland. 6:43, traffic and weather on the threes. Now with the update, here is the king of all traffic, Chuck Whitaker.
The vehicle fire we had earlier northbound BW Parkway between 197 and 198 cleared the roadway. Now the backup northbound at 197, much better through there. Wish I could say the same for the traffic at both the Harbor Tunnels. Around 5:20 this morning, we had a wreck southbound on 895, the old Harbor Tunnel throughway at O'Donnell Street. That was there for the better part of an hour and had us down to a single lane, very quickly backed up towards the city-county line. 95, which is next door, running parallel, basically, going into the Fort McHenry Tunnel, gets the word all the traffic goes over there. They backed up to Moravia Road. Now, 95 is backed up to the bridge locally. You know where this is, Chesico Avenue, Kenwood Avenue. Those are the bridges coming south from the Beltway. So basically now the delay trying to get into both the tunnels is on 95. That's 2.5-3 miles coming south from the Beltway to the city-county line. You get through that, you get to the split, then you have to say to yourself, okay, which is the lesser of the two evils? They're both backed up to Moravia Road. If you take just the normal delay at both the tunnels, which right now is about 25 to 30 minutes, you tack on another 10 to 15 coming down from the Beltway, 40-minute delays again this morning trying to get into both the Harbor Tunnels. I'm sorry. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast for your Tuesday as we take a peek into Thanksgiving Day. It's going to be cloudy start, 50s for the high. Rain moves in this afternoon through tomorrow morning. Scattered showers possible on Wednesday. Temperatures could be up in the 60s. And then by Thanksgiving Day, things are going to cool down significantly. We're talking about in the 40s for the high Thursday and on Black Friday as well. Partly cloudy, 48 in Ocean City, 44 in Arnold. Time to head out to the Chuck Wagon. Latest items trending in the food and beverage world. Public service for our listeners. In the name of Butterball Johnson.
Just save me a drumstick in the neck. Okay, Chuck?
That is great.
You want any meat on him or you just want the bones?
He just has the ends of the bones sticking out from both sides of his neck.
There you go. That's
like Frankenstein.
If you did that, you look like Uncle Fester.
That would be a light bulb in the mouth as well.
Oh, no. I know where we're never on.
I know where you're going. Let's cue the music, shall we? Krispy Kreme has revealed its peanuts-inspired donuts for the holidays.
Yes!
One is even the shape of Snoopy.
Well, I guess it's a baker mold thing they can use. Yeah, wow! They're fried. Aren't donuts are fried?
That's they are fried. But they're fried in the mold of Snoopy. And you get Lucy, you get Charlie, you get Linus. Anybody else? Any other characters?
Woodstock. Nobody credits Woodstock. He's cool.
Right.
Pigpen. My
Pig
favorite.
Pigpen, yeah.
Have like a dirt cloud coming out.
It would be your favorite. Can I have a Pigpen donut, please? Crumbles making a pie menu now through November the 26th, and that means pumpkin cream pie. You got chocolate peanut butter pie featuring Oreo and Reese's. That looks good.
That'd be good.
Cookies and cream pie, raspberry cream pie, and a brookie pie. That's a warm brownie and cookie mixed together at Crumble. Yeah. Finally,
remember Charlie Brown saying to Pigpen, "You're the only person I know that can raise a dust storm while it's snowing."
That's true. And finally, we found something for your wardrobe there, Chuck. Tito's, the maker of vodka. They now have a Thanksgiving...
Oh, my God. That's...
Thanksgiving wear for you. They've got hoodies and sweatshirts and sweatpants, all with the Tito's branding on it there as well. It's got a picture of a Tito's bottle reclining on a sofa. I looked at this this morning. I just thought of you. Tito's vodka has the uniform for a lazy Thanksgiving. Instead of doing the turkey trot, they want to introduce the turkey rot.
And it's rot in a chair.
Good for a good cause. So you can check it out at their website, Tito's. I think it's Tito's.com.
Because it's going to be cold down here, too. Be a good day to stay inside.
Yeah,
what's cold for you down there?
62.
Yeah. Wow, it's really... Really bad for you.
Have to get the fireplace going and everything, you know?
Yeah. All right, it'll, exactly. Get a little log in the fire, and there you have it. You're ready
some
to go.
Baileys.
Yeah.
Just got a case of Baileys.
You can do a little, you can do some s'mores or toast some marshmallows. I'll be all good for you. All right, Chuck.
I think everything's going to be good for me.
See you in a couple. 6:48, 12 minutes now before the hour of 7 o'clock. Her name is Afton Bain. She was indoctrinated at the University of Texas at Austin, and she is represents Nashville. And now she's going to be facing off, and she's being called the AOC of Tennessee. She in the past has said she wants to burn down police stations. She was confronted about that recently on a television station in Nashville.
Representative, in 2020, you made some tweets that have since been deleted that were very critical of police. You said in those since deleted tweets that the Metropolitan Nashville Police Department should be dissolved. Another cheered on a teachers union saying that defund the police should be a requirement for schools reopening. And another saying good morning, especially to the 54% of Americans that believe burning down a police station is justified. 2020 was obviously a very fraught year. Do you still stand by those comments? And if not, is there anything you want to clarify?
I'm not going to engage in cable news talking points, but what I will say is that our communities need solutions. We need local people deciding, solving local problems with local solutions, and that's not the overreach of a federal government or state government of what we are dealing with in Nashville and our cities across the state of Tennessee.
So you don't want to clarify whether you still believe that the police should be defunded?
Once again, I don't remember these tweets, but what I'm saying is that
I'm not asking you if you remember. What is your position today? How's that on this issue?
I mean, I'm here to talk about my race, which is in literally 9 days.
Yeah. Notice she did not deny it about burning down police stations, showing a solidarity with people that want to burn down police stations and kill cops. She did not deny it. She deflected. So again, this is the cancer that's metastasizing around this country right now. It's communism and Marxism, guised in a social justice warrior type stuff. And she's a social justice warrior right out of the, get-go. More from Afton Bain coming up in just a second. You're listening to Casey and Company on WCBM.
Today, we're speaking with Gil Kuda of Aegis Capital. According to Retirement Paycheck Survey conducted online by RBC Wealth Management, published February 1st, 2024, only 53% of Americans approaching retirement understand how their assets will provide a paycheck in retirement. How may an annuity be part of a plan to generate retirement income?
An annuity may be part of a combination of investments to pay income for someone's retirement.
And how should an investor consider an annuity?
There are many options to choose from. Be aware annuities have early surrender charges and are long-term investments. Investors should take a long-term focus.
And how is the income paid?
Each annuity has certain income provisions as to when you may begin to take income. Most plans allow monthly distributions. Some contracts offer lifetime income benefits. It's important to remember that guarantees are subject to the insurer's claims-paying ability.
And how may our listeners receive more information?
Simply dial 410-230-1820 to request a free information kit.
Simply dial 410-230-1820.
Securities offered through Aegis Capital Corp. Member FINRA SIPC. Guarantees are subject to the insured claims paying ability. Bonus credits may be offset by higher fees and reduced benefits. Past performance is not indicative of future results. Investment products are not FDIC insured. They lose value and are not bank guaranteed.
Joe Hartman here, owner of Perry Hall Investment Group. Now is a great time to sell your unwanted property for top dollar with no commissions or fees. Call me today at 410-989-5200. That's 410-989-5200.
We've learned to listen.
Listen for the news at the top of the hour and again at the bottom of the hour. Then back to the top for more.
That's why it's important you listen to us.
Listen for the news on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Gino in Forest Hills says, no kings? What do you call no R's? In East California, a.k.a. Maryland. That's right. It's a Democrat kingdom. That's what we have here, a supermajority owned and operated by the Democrats. And this, you know, they very quick to run against fascism and Trump, et cetera. And I think the whole process has been fixed from the get-go. Jet from Moncton says, Animal House, best comedy of all time. History of the World, Part 1, says Timothy. Yeah, that is a funny, funny movie. So thanks for weighing in on all of that. Of course, any Mel Brooks movie is usually very, very funny. 6:53, time once again for traffic and weather on the threes. And I think they should make a movie about your life, Chuck. I really
do. Really should. They really should. They should watch what really goes on in here. Speaking of which, Didn't I just told you in the last report, 95 was backed up coming south of the Beltway. So where do we have a wreck? 95, south of the Beltway.
There you go.
Yeah. Now, several lanes are blocked to the left. The fire department just got dispatched, so they're going to arrive now. So anybody south now on White Marsh Boulevard, once you get south of the Beltway and coming down towards Chesico Avenue, you're going to have to stay to the center and the right. You'll go around that. You'll get down to the city-county line. You'll sit still again from earlier problems at both the tunnels. But the fire department's going to be arriving here shortly. Once they get there, things will change. They'll block at least a lane on the inside now. But this is the new wreck, and I told you the backup was there, and they're not watching for it. And this is what happens. It looks like two, maybe three vehicles are involved, and then you still have big delays, more than 30 minutes southbound this morning again at both the Harbor Tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, cloudy start, temps in the 50s today, rain this afternoon lasting through tomorrow morning, and eventually it's going to be a little warmer and then much colder Thursday and Friday. Right now, 43 and cloudy in Pasadena, 43 in Parkville. So, again, I introduced you to Afton Bain, if you've not heard of her, and she's a social justice. She's got her degree from where she was indoctrinated, University of Texas at Austin. And she represents Nashville, okay, the Music City. And she doesn't like Nashville. In fact, she's not at all, does not try to keep her views and dislikes about Nashville. She wears them right on her sleeve.
Sure, I get mad at the Bachelorette sometimes. I get mad at the pedal taverns, right? And you're talking to someone who has cried no less than 10 times in the Country Music Hall of Fame. The girl that just goes to the Ryman to hang out. No, we're not even going to go there.
She went on to say, I hate this city. And I hate country music. So why then did you want to go become a representative in the state legislature of Tennessee to represent Nashville? And I got news for you. The Bachelorettes and the Pedal Taverns and the Honky Tonk and all that creates a tourism boom for the state of Tennessee. But they hate capitalism, you see. People like Mom Donnie and Brandon Johnson and Katie Wilson in Seattle and the nearly 250, they call themselves Democrat Socialists, they're actual communists. That's who they are. And they their goal is to bring down capitalism. Her goal, it seems to me, is to bring down Nashville. Which is a now Memphis is already pretty much shot. The president has gone in and tried to clean that up, but you still have the city of Knoxville, another great city. But Memphis is halfway, gone. They want to bring down Nashville the same because remember, in the communist world, misery loves company, and they want to try to make everyone miserable. So there's an ad. The guy I think running against her is Matt Epps in the 7th District of Tennessee. He's running an ad against Afton Bain. And by the way, the election's coming up next week. Next Tuesday is when these two will square off.
Afton Bain says,
I'm a very radical person.
So radical, Bain thinks,
rioting is a way for people to express themselves.
Worse, Bain went on a midnight joyride harassing ICE officers and state troopers.
This is great. We've got our girl squad and we're bullying the ICE vehicles and state troopers. So this is like
unhinged.
And it's really scary.
Stop Afton Bain. So radical, it's scary. Club for Growth Action is responsible for the content of this ad.
Rioting is a way for people to express themselves. Let's burn down the police stations to see what happens when you don't pay attention to affordability issues and you give the weed of communism just an inch. That's all they need, just an inch, and they'll grow like weeds and spread like wildfire.
Sean, can I just say, to tie the two topics together, I think if we don't want more candidates like this, like for instance here in Maryland, which it's only a matter of time before they're going to be more open about it, I think on one hand, back to the redistricting, I don't think we want open primaries because, and I understand there are a lot of people that don't want to affiliate, they don't like the two-party system, they don't feel like they belong to either, and I totally get that, and the older I get and the more I see, I get that, but primaries really decide everything in Maryland, and even though you would have a lot of good people that would want to say you're also going to have you're just going to have Democrats flooding the Republican primaries, and then we're only going to have candidates like that, and we really won't have a chance to have a real conservative like this one here in Tennessee. And the second thing is, we were just talking off air. The last time there was a redistricting, even though that was Hogan led, that was 4 years ago, and that led to the last gubernatorial election being pushed back to July when no one knew when the date was. It got pushed back so long. People were on vacation. People were checked out. People were out of town. And then whoever is the Republican winner only has a very short amount of time to start in the general. Whereas, meanwhile, the incumbent, or Wes Moore, is basically, you know, he's not being challenged, not by anybody serious. So he's basically already in the general election, and he already has got a lead off anyway. That's going to hurt whoever is the Republican nominee. So, again, I don't know what we can do about it, but I don't think that we want that to get pushed. Well, that's another reason we don't want this.
We'll talk about it greater length here in a couple minutes, because I think you've raised some interesting points. Right now, we're talking about Rescue Natural Supplements Black Friday sale going on right now all the way through the end of this month. So you have until Sunday to take advantage of these incredible markdowns at the website res-q.com. 45 to 80% off of all the products there. Depends on which ones you want, but you know, from omega-3s to, again, Ideal Weight to Rescue PM Spray. If you having trouble falling asleep, staying asleep, we have again nutraceuticals or natural supplements for boosting your own hormones. This is not hormone replacement therapy, but boosting your own men's and women's hormones. You name it, over 50 different supplements, all with no side effects, all marked down right now. res-q.com. It's the best sale of the year, best time for you to stock up on your favorites at 1-800-26-ALIVE, 1-800-262-5483. Coming up next, an activist judge dismisses the indictments against James Comey and Letitia James.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBN Baltimore.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. Attorney General Bondi is vowing to appeal a judge's ruling dismissing criminal cases against former FBI Director James Comey and New York Attorney General Letitia James.
A federal judge concluded that the prosecutor who brought the charges at President Trump's urging was illegally appointed by the Justice Department. It's a sharp rebuke of the Trump administration's efforts to target the president's political opponents. The judge's order deals exclusively with the appointment of Lindsay Halligan as U.S. attorney. She was a former White House aide with no prior prosecutorial experience and was tapped to lead one of DOJ's most elite offices. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The White House lashing out at those Democrat lawmakers who produced a video urging military service personnel to disobey orders from the commander-in-chief.
You can't have a functioning military if there is disorder and chaos within the ranks, and that's what these Democrat members were encouraging. It's very clear.
White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt. The Pentagon is investigating Senator Mark Kelly's role in the video. Kelly's a retired Navy captain who could face court-martial proceedings. In the video, lawmakers talk about illegal presidential orders, but when they were pressed on the subject, none could identify any such orders. The White House says that's because there were none. Cleanup, the order of the day in the Houston area after a tornado touched down in Harris County, damaging more than 100 homes. Trees came crashing down along with power lines, but no serious injuries reported. Russia launched a massive drone and missile attack on Ukraine's capital, Kiev, overnight. At least a half dozen people killed. A Ukrainian attack on southern Russia left at least three people dead there. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures are down 68 points. NASDAQ futures off 94, S&P futures down 13. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Right now in war-torn Ukraine, elderly Jews like Maria face a brutal winter and a constant search for food. She's 85 years old and lives alone. Maria is nearly blind and suffers from a broken hip. She's a Holocaust survivor. Her father and her brother were murdered by the Nazis. Maria still lives in her childhood home. There's no indoor plumbing, no heat. It's bitter cold. And today, like yesterday, Maria barely has enough food to survive. Her hunger is unbearable. She prays for warmth, for food, for someone to help her. And this winter, as snow falls and the nights grow longer, her hope fades with every passing day. She feels forgotten and desperately needs our compassion. And that's why I am grateful, deeply grateful, for the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews. For over 40 years, the fellowship and their supporters have been used by God to deliver boxes stuffed with nutritious food, cooking supplies, and and other essentials to suffering and impoverished Jews like Maria. Support their great work at urgentifcj.org. That's urgentifcj.org.
Good morning. You're on Casey and Company. It's 7:03. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
All right. The fire department has arrived on this wreck, I-95 southbound. It's south of the Beltway after the bridge at Kenwood Avenue. It's down before the bridge at Chesico Avenue. They're blocking the two inside lanes. So right now, only the right lane and the right center lane are open on 95. That's going to back up to the Beltway. It's going to affect the ramps from the Beltway. So there you have an option to go over to Pulaski Highway or Philadelphia Road and then make your move to 95 from there. But I want to keep in mind that up ahead, we still have all the big problems from earlier delays at both the Harbor Tunnel. So a delay here south of the Beltway after that 30-minute delay south at both the Harbor Tunnels. 695 is slow on the outer loop at Hartford Road and already the morning backup from 795 to Frederick Road going down the west side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. Starting off a bit cloudy for your Tuesday morning. Temperatures for the afternoon back to the 50s with mostly cloudy skies. And we're tracking our next weather maker. Rain showers rolling into the afternoon and evening time and even some more rain left over on Wednesday. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
39 degrees in Parkville and 40 in Hunt Valley. At 7:04, here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. An Anne Arundel County man is facing charges after he allegedly pointed a gun at a group of 12-year-old Christmas carolers. Police received a call about the incident in the Epping Forest neighborhood Saturday night and went to the home of the man, who they described as belligerent. According to a local paper, 58-year-old Paul Susie admitted that he was involved in the incident. Susie was arrested and charged with three counts each of first and second-degree assault, reckless endangerment, and carrying a handgun while under the influence. He was released Sunday after posting a $10,000 unsecured bond. A Howard County father and son are accused in a firearm trafficking operation. Following an investigation that began in the summer, police went undercover to buy firearms from the son, and they linked the sales to the father, who was allegedly distributing crack, fentanyl, and heroin. 60-year-old Ronald Koch faces 11 weapon and drug charges, and his 38-year-old son, Martise, is facing 10 weapons charges. Last night's winning Maryland lottery pick 3 was 826. The pick 4, 94. 34. 7:05 on Casey and Company. Stein on Sports coming up next.
Comcast Business is celebrating the holidays by giving your business the $1,000 holiday bonus when you switch to a gig speed internet package. Just imagine the thousands of possibilities of a $1,000 prepaid card. Like possibility number 12, the new laptop for the office holiday hero. Or possibility number 108, smart speakers to deck those hallways. Or possibility number 192, new equipment for the new year. Or possibility number 555, Bluetooth holiday lights for office decor. Switch to Comcast Business, designed for 100% reliability with business internet and wireless connect, plus advanced cybersecurity, and now get the $1,000 holiday bonus. Comcast Business, powering possibilities.
Ends 12/14/25. New customers only with 2-year agreement. Requires qualifying gig package. Other restrictions apply.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
705 Sports is brought to you by the Comfort Guys. That's Farnan and Dermer, keeping your home warm all winter long. Well, fresh off a 23-10 win over the Jets, the Ravens look to extend their winning streak to 6 on Thursday night, welcoming the Bengals and Joe Burrow to town for Thanksgiving. Head coach John Harbaugh on his thoughts of the holiday.
I think I've said Thanksgiving is my favorite holiday. I love Christmas, and it's probably the most important one, or that or Easter. But Thanksgiving is like, you know, it's just the cooking part of it, you know. I do the cleanup, like I said, so you don't have to really buy gifts. You don't have to worry about it. You just kind of watch football and enjoy being around one another and eat. I mean, who doesn't like eating?
Well, you don't get an argument here. Apparently, wide receiver Zay Flowers also talking about the food on the holiday.
I think this will be my first time playing on Thanksgiving. You can get a turkey leg after, so that would be a sign. Hopefully somebody get the turkey leg. I'm going to go over that with him.
On the injury front, Lamar was a DNP yesterday, now with a toe. Kyle Hamilton with an ankle. That one bears watching as well. Meanwhile, Joe Burrow apparently will suit up for the Bengals. Wide receiver Jamar Chase will play as well. Apologized for spitting yesterday, but not to Steelers defensive back Jalen Ramsey, on whom Chase ended up spat, let's put it that way. Baseball news, new Oriole Taylor Ward on MLB Network's Hot Stove Show the other night on the one player he knows in Baltimore.
Ryan Mountcastle, we went to the same high school together, but he was a little younger, so I just missed him. But he's definitely one that we keep in touch, and especially when I see him on the field when we're there, he's in town. But
yeah. Birds just offered Mountie arbitration, but let's see if he actually makes it to opening day in an Oriole uniform. Coming up in 30 minutes, it's a stunner in College Park, and that is Stein on Sports.
How do you get ready for the change of seasons? Well, it's easy. Call my guys, the comfort guys that I trust, Farnan and Dermer. These folks have been keeping homes warm since 1902. You need same-day heating repair or a full system replacement? They've got you covered. 0% financing for 60 months and rebates up to $7,000 off select systems. Tell them Gary told you to call and get a $99 tune-up with no breakdown guarantee. Call 410-367-7777. That's the comfort guys that you can trust.
From Columbia to Germantown, from Fort Meade to ABG, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCB.
Welcome back. This is Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. You can email us at am680wcbm.com. Text to the show using the free WCBM mobile app. Our executive producer is Kristen Hagrick. 1 hour from now, Harford County Executive Bob Cassily will join us. We've got a number of issues to discuss with the Harford County Executive. Tomorrow, we'll be nominating Turkeys of the Year, so keep that in mind, and we'll explain more about that tomorrow here on the program before we take our Thanksgiving break Thursday and Friday. Coming up in this hour, we'll take a look at the president that weighs in on the Muslim Brotherhood, removes temporary protected status for Somalis, and we have Ilhan Omar's reaction, and what he plans to do on the Biden refugees. Coming up here at the bottom of the hour, Baltimore County parents were given a survey on the AI weapons detection software, but the Baltimore County left a few things out. They omitted some stuff, which I think would have been important for that survey. But our top story here again today is the judiciary, I think, is irretrievably broken. The left imprisons those with whom they disagree while engaging in high crimes and misdemeanors with fear of punishment or accountability. And now it's happened again. An activist, a judge appointed by a Democrat, this one by Sick Willie, her name, Judge Cameron McGowan Curry, just dismissed the cases against the former FBI Director James Comey and the New York Attorney General Letitia James, alleging that the interim U.S. Attorney Lindsey Halligan, who secured the indictments, was unlawfully appointed to her role. Therefore, she had no standing, legal standing, to bring the indictments, and they were dismissed. And this, once again, illustrates the out-of-control judiciary, which is increasingly seizing executive authority to sabotage the will of the people. Those of us who voted for President Trump, he has every right to appoint who he wants to head up the U.S. Attorney's Office in the Eastern District of Virginia. And the judge in this case wrote that, I agree with Ms. James. The Attorney General's attempt to install Ms. Halligan as interim U.S. Attorney for the Eastern District of Virginia was invalid. And because Ms. Halligan had no lawful authority to present the indictment, I will grant Ms. James' motion and dismiss the indictment without prejudice. End of quote. Curry claims Halligan's appointment violates federal law and the Appointments Clause of the Constitution while making the stunning argument that judges, not the president or the attorney general, bear the primary responsibility of appointing interim U.S. attorneys. The DOJ plans to appeal here about that in just a moment. But there was James Comey taking his victory lap.
I'm grateful that the court ended the case against me, which was a prosecution based on malevolence and incompetence. and a reflection of what the Department of Justice has become under Donald Trump, which is heartbreaking.
And to hear one of the most absurd, laughable, insane comments ever by a former FBI director who was started the soft coup to overthrow a president. He was criticizing the Trump administration.
This case mattered to me personally, obviously, but it matters most because a message has to be sent that the President of the United States cannot use the Department of Justice to target his political enemies.
And then that's exactly what they were doing when you were caught lying to Congress and when Letitia James was caught lying about her mortgages. And again, there is no one above the law. So, again, more on this coming up in just a second. We have reaction. This doesn't mean it's the end of the road for indictments for Comey and Letitia James. It may just have to occur somewhere else. 713 traffic weather on the threes. Once again, the update. Here's the King, Lugnuts Johnson.
All right, 95 south after the Beltway and after Kenwood Avenue down before Chesico Avenue. That wreck now is in the median. The fire department units have left the scene, so we're getting basically all the lanes open. I would stay out of the left-hand lane just to make sure, but in the meantime, the backup now, as we said earlier, will go back to the Beltway and even beyond. So if you're coming down from White Marsh Boulevard on 95, you're getting down to the Beltway. Brake lights there. The ramp traffic from the Beltway to go south onto 95 also has a backup through that area. After that wreck, there's a little break in the traffic, and then up ahead, you still have delays from earlier problems southbound at both the Harbor Tunnel. So about a 10 to 15 minute delay up near the Beltway, a little break, and then 25 minute delays southbound at both the Harbor Tunnels. We're looking for a report of a minor wreck. I haven't seen it yet. 95 south in Prince George's County going down towards the Capitol Beltway. The initial report said that it was backed up to Powder Mill Road. It is not. It was slow there a little bit at 198, and then right before the Capitol Beltway at Cherry Hill Road, there's no backup there. So it may have been minor and very quickly to the shoulder, so there's not much of a backup at that point. The Beltway locally, up all the normal delays, Parkville side and the west side, 795, down the hill towards Frederick Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. It is going to be a cloudy start. Temps in the 50s today. Rain could move in later this afternoon, last through tomorrow morning, and then the cold front's going to come through Thanksgiving and, of course, Black Friday. Cloudy 43 right now in Baltimore. It is 43 in Middle River. Time for our mega movement update.
America's momentum is back. Our spirit is back. Our pride is back. Our confidence is back. And the American dream is surging bigger and better than ever before.
All right, so the president, of course, still trying to get that peace plan. He's given till Thanksgiving for Zelensky to sign off on the 28-point peace plan. Or so there are some things in there that are a little bit concerning. There are security guarantees, but nowhere in the peace plan does it say U.S. boots will be on the ground. So that's number one. Some are criticizing it as too friendly to Russia, but so far Russia has been able to maintain control most of the territory, and including the Donbas region. So this is to stop the killing and hopefully come up with a plan that works for both sides. And now, of course, there is talk that there's some progress on the peace plan, so we'll have to wait and see how long that is going to take. Meanwhile, yesterday at the White House, they talked about the Genesis mission. And the Genesis mission is going to be launched by this White House with a lot of the tech companies behind it to talk about making the United States the leading the innovator, if you will, on artificial intelligence. And as you know, I've got great concerns about AI. But the Secretary of Energy, Chris Wright, compared it to two other historic projects.
This is reminiscent of the Manhattan Project that brought World War II to an early and successful end, similar to the Apollo projects that put a man on the moon in 1969.
Yeah, well, of course, here's the argument. China is, whooping our butts right now, and Trump does not want to fall behind China. So there'll be, like there was with nuclear weapons, like there was always with conventional weapons, AI is considered a potential weapon by the Chinese. And so we better keep up with it, otherwise we could find ourselves behind the eight ball. As millions of American families gather to prepare for Thanksgiving Day, they're seeing a dose of the economic relief President Trump is fighting to deliver.
after inheriting the worst inflation crisis in 40 years from Chairman Joe and the Democrat Marxists. The Trump administration now is glad to report, if you take a look at the price of a gallon of gas in the last 24 hours. In some areas, it's low as $2.50 a gallon right now. Cheapest gas price in the country, Denver, hit less than $2 Sunday ahead of Thanksgiving Day. Lower turkey prices are bringing Thanksgiving savings to many other states, and again, most of the country. There are a few hot pockets, if you will, pardon the pun. So they're beginning to, gas prices coming down, energy prices coming down, and food prices have started to come down as well, with a few exceptions. Secretary of Transportation Sean Duffy was at Newark Airport yesterday talking about installing new equipment. They're trying to get people in and out. It's going to be the busiest Thanksgiving travel day maybe in history this weekend. And he had some advice for people who show up looking like a bunch of slobs.
People dress up like they're going to bed when they fly. You know, I see people getting on airplanes, and they're having a hard time taking their luggage and getting in the oversized or the above bin. Help people out. Be nice. Be courteous. And so we want to push people as we come into a really busy travel season. Help people out. Be in a good mood. Dress up. Bring civility back to travel. And I think everyone's experience is going to be that much better.
I gotta agree with him on the wardrobe of many travelers. Not all. I mean, most people look pretty good, but there's some people just don't care. They have no self-respect. They pour themselves into these, I guess this new athletic wear. We used to call it spandex or, some of that stuff. And some of it, you leave nothing to the imagination. Okay? I don't see my children, my grandchildren saying that when we're traveling through the airports or whatever. And some people just look like they are homeless while they're getting on the airplane or the train or the bus, whatever the case would be. You know, show some self-respect. You know, get dressed up a little bit. No one's saying you have to wear a coat and tie or a fancy dress, but just look presentable, for God's sake. President Trump and the Department of War, Pete Hegseth, now may open up an investigation into the former Navy Captain Mark Kelly for his seditious comments in that Democrat video. In fact, Trump says he wasn't threatening them when he said punishable by death or they could be executed or hanged.
I'm not threatening them, but I think they're in serious trouble. I would say they're in serious trouble. I'm not threatening death, but I think they're in serious trouble. In the old days, it was death.
Yeah. Well, they could call him back on active duty, and that'd be a problem for Kelly and the rest of those that were in the military, because they're still under the UCMJ, whether they think so or not. In fact, Trump said when he first saw the video of these Democrats, the Seditious Six, he thought it was a skit.
I must tell you, I heard it, and I thought it was some kind of a comedy situation. I thought that would, you know, it was some kind of a skit.
Yeah, well, that is on the Brian Kilmeade Show. Trump went on to say that Chicagoans are chanting "Bring in Trump" after a violent downtown riot left 8 shot and 1 dead. Elsewhere, of course, the DOJ is asking judges to authorize the release of the Epstein and Ghislaine Maxwell grand jury material. That's important. And another big business announcement, Toyota is strengthening the American industry. Their CEO is now supporting MAGA at NASCAR and announces an historic $912 million investment in U.S. plants where Toyota already has manufacturing plants here in the country. And that's the way it was 310 days into the new golden age.
And we are just getting started.
Okay, more on the Comey and Letitia James indictments coming up. Catherine Herridge has an excellent new commentary on X called Straight to the Point. We'll hear from her as she interviews some former FBI agents about what's wrong with the Federal Bureau of Investigation. Now, you're listening to Casey and Company.
Over the next few minutes, we're going to turn our eyes to the market and how to control the uncontrollable. Brian Herbert is a financial and tax planner and a 5-star wealth management award winner with ProStatus Financial right here in Maryland. Ryan, I think we're all hyper aware of the fact that the markets have been volatile as of late. What I think most of us are wondering is, what can we do about it?
It's the consistency. It's having the plan for your income and retirement. Any income that you're having coming in from your portfolio should not be dependent on the stock market getting you a 5% rate of return or a 4% or 10% or whatever it happens to be. You want that to be unaffected by the market so that when we have times like these where we have so much volatility, you're not stressed about, do I have enough? Am I still going to be able to retire when I want? You want to have this consistent plan. If that's the kind of feeling that you want to have, if that's the kind of messaging and plan that you want from your financial advisor, I encourage you to sit down with Mike, myself, Catherine, Faisal, Sam, Andrew, a member of our team at ProStatus Financial, and we will put together your very own retirement plan that accounts for these crazy swings in the market, that accounts for that income that you need to have in retirement. But it all starts by giving us a call at 866-597-1040, 866-597-1040.
If you're 55 or older, have saved $500,000, and are serious about your retirement, congratulations. We're going to personally create a complete retirement plan for you. This includes a 401k X-ray and a portfolio protection plan. We'll also run an income analyzer so you can see how much income you can start to generate from your savings and make sure your retirement is protected and geared for growth. Call 866-597-1040. That's 866-597-1040, or go to ProStatusFinancial.com and schedule your free 15-minute phone conversation today. That's ProStatusFinancial.com.
Advisory services offered through ProStatus Group, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
A quick update of the top stories at 30 minutes past the hour on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
7:23, time for traffic weather on the threes. And here once again with the update is the King, Lugnuts Johnson.
Morning back up towards Annapolis. Not fighting the bright sunshine today, but the backup's still there. It's a typical delay, I-97 southbound at Route 32. And then everybody around the Bay Bridge from there to Ritchie Highway to the Severn River Bridge. All the lanes are open. Was just looking, there's a report of a minor wreck on I-70 westbound near the ramp at Route 29. I just looked at the Patapsco River Bridge. There's no impact there. Doesn't mean it's not there. Could be on the shoulder. So heads up for that. Of course, we're still dealing with all the problems that we had early this morning at both the Harbor Tunnels. We still have major backups southbound on 95 and 895. There was a wreck in Rosedale on 95 south of the Beltway before Chesico Avenue. Those vehicles are still in the median with a delay back to the Beltway. The northeast corner of the Beltway is slow from Bel Air Road all the way to Providence. I'm looking at the live shot here, and we're stacked up from 795 to Frederick Road, headed down the west side. It looks like whatever that was towards the Capitol Beltway on 95 southbound in Prince George's County has corrected itself, and just some heavy traffic in that area. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, cloudy start, temps reach the 50s, maybe some rain later this afternoon, so keep that in mind. Right now, it is cloudy and 42 and 743 in Middle River. Caroline Leavitt, White House Press spokesperson, has a message for James Comey on news that his indictments were dismissed yesterday.
Well, what I will say is that everybody knows that James Comey lied to Congress. It's as clear as day. And this judge took an unprecedented action to throw these cases out to shield James Comey and Letitia James from accountability based on a technical ruling, and the administration disagrees with that technical ruling. We believe the attorney in this case, Lindsay Halligan, is not only extremely qualified for this position, but she was in fact legally appointed, and I know the Department of Justice will be appealing this in very short order, so maybe James Comey should pump the brakes on his victory lap.
Attorney General Pam Bondi says the DOJ will appeal.
We'll be taking all available legal action, including an immediate appeal, to hold Letitia James and James Comey accountable for their unlawful conduct.
Mike Davis, Article 3 Project founder and president, said there is overwhelming evidence former FBI Director James Comey lied to Congress and obstructed a Senate investigation into Crossfire Hurricane, the biggest scandal in American history. There's overwhelming evidence the New York Attorney General Tish James lied on her mortgage application and committed bank fraud. The prior U.S. attorney refused to prosecute these Democrat operatives, so the attorney general picked a new one that was unafraid to follow the law. What is the Democrat response? Unsurprisingly, an Obama judge hand-selected a Clinton judge, then the Clinton judge tossed both indictments. And the first sentence in both, nearly identical orders, in which the Clinton judge personally and gratuitously attacked Lindsey Halligan, making it crystal clear this judge is a Democrat partisan. Yeah, but that should not surprise you, so we'll see what happens on appeal. Meanwhile, Catherine Herridge, who I think is one of the best investigative journalists I've ever run across, she sat down with a couple of FBI agents, retired FBI agents, to talk about what was recently found in the Justice Department. These were the burn bags. And again, they weren't burned. They were somehow preserved in a closet right next to the FBI director's office. Go figure. So the whole interview is about 20 minutes long. We scaled it down for you here. She interviewed these agents about some of the things that were found in the burn bags and problems with the FBI.
Did the FBI do these investigations by the book?
No.
No question?
No question.
These FBI records about the burn bags came to light during the criminal prosecution of former FBI Director James Comey. These burn bags contained records from Mar-a-Lago, January 6th, and the FBI Russia probe.
Someone has access to those different cases, a very limited source.
So limited source or a very senior person.
Right.
Is the fact that there was an investigator level briefing for journalists at the New York Times.
That is highly, if it's not illegal, I don't know what it is.
What would happen to you as an FBI agent if you used a special government employee to pass on information to the press?
I would be fired and brought up on criminal charges. Absolutely. I've seen people brought up on criminal charges for way less than that.
The original referral from the CIA about intelligence related to the 2016 election was found in a storage closet adjacent to the FBI director's office.
Interesting.
Interesting?
Yeah.
The CIA warns the FBI, and then at the same time, they're applying to the National Security Court using information, which is opposition research.
Right. It's very coordinated to me. When you have the intelligence community, plus the DOJ, plus the FBI, you can ruin somebody's life by just open an investigation on them.
And there you have it, retired FBI agents Andy Leem and Jonathan Gilliam basically saying the cheese stinks. I mean, something is rotten in Denmark, that's for sure. Hi, listen up. Now's the time to seriously shop for home appliances at Town Appliance. I was just there yesterday, Reisterstown Road, Knowings Mills. Why? Because everything, a huge Black Friday shopping event. We're talking Whirlpool, Gen Air, KitchenAid, Maytag, Monogram, Cafe, Whirlpool, Sub-Zero, Wolf Cove, you name it, over 70 top brands, all under one roof. It's an amazing showroom, and they make it really, really easy for you when you meet with Mayor or Mayor. They're super knowledgeable, open Monday through Thursday, 10 to 6, Friday 10 to 1, Sundays 12 to 4. They are closed on Saturdays. Visit townappliance.com. Mention my name for a little extra added value. Town Appliance, your headquarters for home appliances. It's 7:30, time for the latest news headlines. And once again, here's Maggie.
Thank you. Good morning. Anne Arundel County Police have arrested a suspect in connection with an assault and robbery at Dunkin' location in Linthicum. Police say Omari Reed allegedly entered the store on Saturday evening, assaulted the employee, and forcefully took money from the cash register. A short time later, officers saw a man matching the suspect's description walking on Andover Road, and he was positively identified and taken into custody. Anthony Brown and a coalition of attorneys general have secured an agreement with the U.S. Department of Justice, ensuring that it will not apply unlawful restrictions on services for sexual assault and domestic violence survivors. The coalition sued the DOJ last month, challenging a rule barring states from using Victims of Crime Act, Burn Justice Assistance Grants, and Violence Against Women Act funds to provide services to undocumented immigrants or those who can't prove their status. As a result, the DOJ has agreed that the challenged restriction cannot and will not be applied. Brown says the agreement protects every survivor of sexual assault and domestic violence, regardless of their immigration status, and ensures they can access these vital services. Brandon Scott and officials from LifeBridge Health Center for Hope will hold an afternoon ribbon cutting for a new Safe Streets office in McKeldry Park. They will be joined by elected officials, community members, and the mayor's office of neighborhood safety and engagement for the East Baltimore event. The ribbon cutting will be followed by a turkey giveaway for members of the community at around 4:30 p.m. And an Anne Arundel County man is facing charges after he allegedly pointed a gun at a group of 12-year-old Christmas carolers. It's 7:31 on Casey & Company. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Amito Liberatore.
owner and operator of Liberatore's Ristorante O Bel Air. We are proud and thankful for being selected by the Baltimore Sun as the best Italian restaurant and the best catering in the area. Our private rooms are perfect for any occasion. Birthdays, work meetings, rehearsal dinners, baptisms, and final goodbyes. 15 to 120 people, our catering menus provide great choices at an affordable price. Celebrate any event here at Liberatore's. See why we're selected by the Baltimore Sun as the best caterer in the area.
Custom home builders and remodelers find Jarvis Appliance in Jarrettsville so dependable and easy to work with that Jarvis has become the go-to supplier for builders throughout Maryland and Pennsylvania. They provide appliances on time, within budget, and at the right price. Remember, if it cools, freezes, washes, dries, or bakes, sizzles, or air fries, you'll find it all at Jarvis. Go to JarvisAppliance.com. That's JarvisAppliance.com. Jarvis Appliance in Jarrettsville.
7:33 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
All right, 95 south of the Beltway, and even before the Beltway, if you're coming down from White Marsh Boulevard and you're coming into Rosedale, the wreck was still there in the median, and they're looking at it between Kenwood Avenue and Chesico Avenue. So that is still slow, and it looks like the ramps from the Beltway to go south onto 95 will be impacted there as well. Now you're going to get a little break in the action. You go down to the city county line, and because some of that traffic is caught up there on 95 in Rosedale, we're actually getting a little more progress now going away with the backup on 95 and 895 at both the Harvard tunnels. We're not in the clear by any means, but we're still backed up. You'll have a delay up near the Beltway, a little break in the action, and then heavy traffic again southbound going into both the tunnels. That accident on I-70 still reported westbound at the ramp to go south onto Route 29. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. Starting off a bit cloudy for your Tuesday morning. Temperatures for the afternoon back to the 50s with mostly cloudy skies. And we're tracking our next weather maker. Rain showers rolling into the afternoon and evening time, and even some more rain left over on Wednesday. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
735 Sports is brought to you by Greven Wealth Management. The Ravens' defense has certainly done a 180 with 11 takeaways in their last six games. John Harbaugh was asked if the team has done anything differently to influence that.
No, it's the same. We did the exact same thing that we had been doing. I mean, we wanted them, you know, and there's a lot of talk about them when you're not getting them, for sure. But the emphasis has been there from day one, and you just kind of believe that they're going to start happening, you know. And
the Ravens' defense with only three takeaways in their first five games. Injury notes for Thursday night. Lamar now with a banged-up toe. Kyle Hamilton has an ankle. Neither participated yesterday. Meanwhile, for Cincinnati, wide receiver T. Higgins and all-pro pass rusher Trey Hendrickson have already been ruled out for Thursday night. Elsewhere in the NFL, a Seahawk wide receiver on pace to do something that no receiver in NFL history has ever done.
Darnold with time going up top for Jackson Smith, and Jigba drops it in the bucket, and he will backpedal for a touchdown.
Kevin Kugler had the call on Fox in just his third season as a pro. Jackson Smith and Jigba out of Ohio State is on pace to become the first player in NFL history to record 2,000 receiving yards in a single season. Through 11 games, he now has 1,313 yards, on pace to finish the season at 2,029. The current record is 1,964 by Calvin Johnson in 2012. To baseball we go, where the Orioles' trade of Grayson Rodriguez to the Angels is still making the rounds. National sports commentator Ken Rosenthal with his take on the MLB podcast called Foul Territory.
The Orioles are one of the most fascinating teams right now. As I quoted an AL executive in this column today, they're a team that is going for it. And Mike Elias has been very aggressive as their president of baseball operations. He wants to do some things. Perhaps he is concerned for his job security. Perhaps he's just frustrated that after back-to-back appearances in the playoffs, last year, they finished in last place.
Meanwhile, Baseball Insider and former GM Jim Bowden reporting that the Angels did not require Grayson Rodriguez to take any physicals or medical tests before accepting the trade that brought Taylor Ward to Baltimore. And finally, in a stunning move, Olympic gold medalist and Gaithersburg native Quincy Wilson has signed with the University of Maryland. Picking the Terps over South Carolina, USC, and Texas A&M, Wilson becoming the youngest male track and field Olympian in U.S. history when he competed in the 4x400-meter relay pool at the 2024 Paris Games. The time now is 7:37. When we return, should state money be spent on sports teams?
Attention investors and retirees, are you ready for what's coming? The AI and data revolution is changing everything. Billions are being invested in smart technology and automation. Markets are shifting fast. If your portfolio isn't built for the future, it could affect how well you retire. Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 for your free consultation.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor, member FINRA/SIPC.
Sean, interesting piece in the Sun this morning about the ROI, the return on investment that the state gets from taxpayer money funding improvements at Camden Yards and the football and baseball teams in general. Here are some of the numbers. Maryland is preparing the major reinvestments in both venues. The state has authorized up to $1.2 billion. That's $600 million each for Camden Yards and M&T. The Stadium Authority report outlines the franchise's financial impacts. This is from 2021. The teams combined to generate $857 million in 2021. Economists say, though, that that really is misleading because money that's spent by consumers on sports teams are generally not spent at somewhere else. So it's a zero-sum game, basically. And so I ask you, do you think that state money should be spent on these sports teams that are clearly owned by billionaires?
No. I've always said that no state money, no tax dollars should go towards the teams themselves. Now, that being said, sometimes, you know, there's going to be state money needed for infrastructure. If you're building access to the stadium, which the owners should build themselves, then I get that because that's a safety issue. You want to make sure that people can get in and out, egress access from the stadiums. I know down in D.C., the new stadium down there is going to cost upwards of $4 billion. D.C. is kicking in $1 billion, but they're getting all sorts of housing and entertainment district around the new stadium there. So, let's not forget that in the case of M&T Bank and Oriole Park and Camden Yards, people lost their homes. They lost their properties through an eminent domain situation. So it's not just the state dollars that's an issue here. It's people losing their properties. And I don't care what you tell me, no one ever gets adequately compensated.
But what about the pride, though, in the public
That's all part of the argument.
I mean,
there's nothing like having great teams. And but again, the billionaires, the NFL is, what, now $12 billion business?
No more, $23 billion in revenue every year.
Every year, wow.
And growing.
And growing. And it's only going to get better for them as they globally expand. I have a tough time feeling sorry for any of these billionaires, whether they be Josh Harris in D.C. or Steve Bisciotti in Baltimore.
I do love going to the games, though.
Yeah, that is fun. Thanks, Gary. 7:40, 20 minutes now before the hour of 8 o'clock. I did find a quote regarding, you know, the stuff with the Comey and Letitia James going after the Democrats I thought you should know about, and that is from Mike Vanderbilt. And I think this, we should all take this to heart. He says, this is no small thing to restore a republic after it has fallen into corruption. I have studied history for years, and I can't recall it ever happening. It may be that our task is impossible. Yet, if we do not try, then how will we know it cannot be done? And if we do not try, it most certainly will not be done. The Founders' Republic and the larger war for Western civilization will be lost. And the key here is that we've got to try. We can't throw our hands up there and say, oh, well, it's the deep state. They're always going to win. You've got to keep trying. That's the thing I think people like about President Trump the most. I mean, you know, here's a guy that was nearly assassinated. They took a bullet to the head. And what'd he do? The first thing he did was get up and went fight, fight, fight. He continues to fight. Unlike some who are leaving Congress and are not up to the fight. 7:41, 9 minutes now before the hour, 19 minutes now before the hour of 8 o'clock. Maryland Public School System asked for the public's input regarding the use of AI-based weapons detection software, but it appears that Baltimore County Public Schools did not provide all the information before asking parents to take a survey about it. On 5 o'clock in the afternoon, November 7th, Baltimore County Police responded to Parkville High after AI-based weapons detection software, OmniAlert, detected a potential weapon. After police determined, swept the scene, no threat, no weapon found. And then similarly, at Kenwood High School in October, a 16-year-old student was, among several people, detained by police outside Kenwood after OmniAlert detected a gun on campus. But it turned out it was just a bag of chips. OmniAlert was also in place on the day of the shooting at Antioch School in Nashville. They had an OmniAlert. But the problem is the reason why they didn't detect the gun because they couldn't see the gun. So, again, there's all sorts of examples of the gun, of the detection software not working or working in error. And so they sent home the survey. This is a $3 million contract to parents. And they did not reveal any of the examples of when the detection software worked or didn't work. And Jen Reedholm with the Baltimore County Parent and Student Coalition says this was a desired outcome.
We want a certain outcome. And the way these questions are designed are to get that outcome.
They should be transparent and making sure that everybody knows the examples of what worked and what didn't work. And she says they just want the data.
I would like to know is how many times has the OmniAlert system been activated? How many times has it actually found a weapon? How many times has there been a false alarm? All this data would have been great for an informed decision to a yes or no question.
Yeah. And how can you trust a system that doesn't give you that data?
Parents want our children to be safe, but where's the data? And I think by not telling us, it limits the transparency, which is actually taking away our trust in the system.
Yeah, kudos to Sinclair's Chris Papson Project Baltimore for that story. And again, he's all over it. And Baltimore County, once again, these are elected officials and appointed officials that aren't transparent with parents, with our children in school. You have a responsibility and a duty and an obligation to tell parents what the hell is going on. 743 traffic weather on the threes. You can join us now for Choose Your Fake News at 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. We got some WCBM merchandise to give away. First caller to reserve your spot will get a chance to match wits with the panel. Once again, here's the king of all traffic, Lugnuts Johnson.
Brought to you as a service of Ernie's Automotive, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex, 95. Little improvement now south of the Beltway. So it looks like the wreck that was down after the bridge at Kenwood Avenue is cleared. So now we're getting that break from the Beltway to the city-county line. And we haven't had any big problems now in the last hour at both the Harbor Tunnels. So we still have delays, but we've made progress from 45-minute delays down to about the usual 20 to 25-minute delays now southbound, both on 95 and 895. So we'll try to keep up the good work there. There's a report of an accident, some slowing now on the BW Parkway northbound coming up to Powder Mill Road and coming up from the Capitol Beltway. It's not backed up to the Capitol Beltway, but is slowing from Powder Mill Road up towards 197 and 198 through there. The Beltway locally, some slowing on the Parkville side. The west side is actually beginning to loosen up just a bit from 795 to Frederick Road. Still enough brake lights in that area, and all the lanes are open on the JFX. And every once in a while, there's been a little bit of a slowdown towards the city-county line. And it's not too early to get your vehicle ready for winter driving. Let Bernie check everything, your antifreeze, tires, belts, and hoses. Get it all done. Going to get cold. 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. We'll talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast for your peak into the holiday week. Cloudy today in the 50s. Rain this afternoon through tomorrow morning. Scattered showers possible tomorrow. Temps in the 60s, and then we got a cold front moving through Thanksgiving and through the weekend, where highs will only be in the mid-40s and maybe lows in the upper 20s. So it's going to be a chilly Thanksgiving. Hey, at least you got someplace to store your leftovers, Maggie.
Yeah, that's true.
Right now, 44 in Essex and 47 in Stephensville. And time to choose your fake news. Three stories, one of which is not true. Identify the fake news story. You will be the winner. We've got Keith on the Eastern Shore. Good morning, Keith.
Good morning.
You want to go first, second, third, or last?
I'll go last.
Good luck to you. Here are your three stories. America's largest teachers union, the NEA, is now promoting violence against the president at their annual Advancing LGBTQ Plus Justice and Transgender Seminar. It's coming up on December 2nd through the 4th at an undisclosed location. Gee, I wonder why. And at this event, participants can pay $100 to take a whack at a Trump pinata, with proceeds going to advance the Rainbow Mafia's agenda. Wow. Yeah, good stuff, huh?
Amazing.
Yeah. You can't make
and
this
true.
Stuff up. Yeah.
I say.
Exactly. Now we find out a convicted child molester announces his bid for Rhode Island mayor as a Democrat. Candidate says his criminal history should not disqualify him from serving office. He says this guy I haven't shown how to go from nothing to something again, then no one will ever do that. Yeah, that's exactly what we want, right?
Wow.
All right, then story number three. Remember the ShamWow guy?
I remember ShamWow. I don't remember the guy's name, but
yeah, his name is Offer Vince Shlomi. That's his name. And he lives in Texas now. And now he's going to run for office.
What are you going to Shlomi?
Shlomi is going to run for the House of Representatives seat in Texas as a Republican. Can't wait for some of his floor speeches as he...
Buy one, get one free!
Wow! ShamWow.
What's next? Billy May comes back?
Yeah, he should. He could be the Tidy Bowl caucus.
How'd they ever get that guy in that boat?
That's and what happened when you flushed? I guess he went away? He came back in another toilet or something?
Yeah. Well, maybe he did.
There's a lot of pipes underneath there.
Yeah,
you know that,
exactly. He's stuck in the pipe
He's
somewhere.
He's probably still there.
Why don't you look into that for us, Maggie?
I'm on it.
That's right up your alley.
Why don't you go right down the hall and give us a report in about 15 minutes?
15 minutes?
Oh. All right. Story one, the teachers union promotes whacking a Trump panada. Story two, we have a convicted child molester running for mayor in Rhode Island. Or story three, the ShamWow guy running for office now. All right, well, we'll start with Kristen.
Oh, okay. I don't know who that is in number three, but sure, anybody can run for office. So, and I guess that applies to number two as well. So I think I'll go with number one. I just don't, maybe they wouldn't, they would do that, but then maybe they're not projecting all of that yet. So I say one.
Kristen goes one. Chuck?
One, please.
Chuck also, one. Maggie?
I got to go with number one.
All right. And Keith on the Eastern Shore?
We'll make it a full house, number one.
Okay. Everybody votes for story number one. Story number two, the convicted child molester running as a mayor of Rhode Island, a Democrat. Yeah, that's uh-huh. pretty much uh-huh. a qualifications now for most of the Democrats. ShamWow guy, you remember the infomercial? He had these chamois that he would, you know, you could wax and shine things with. You never saw it?
What sure. decade are we talking
about? He's like the guy who rides on the boat.
I do remember Billy May.
Yeah. Oh, go. No.
Occasionally, they do run on Hallmark. I know that.
Maybe. Yeah, I don't know. If it's not on Hallmark, I haven't. Actually, there's a lot of disturbing commercials on the Hallmark app that don't go with the listeners, but I won't go into that.
Exactly.
Lots
it's quite terrifying.
Medications for same-sex couples. Let's say that way.
ShamWow is a true story. Story one is our fake news story. Congratulations.
Everybody wins. Everybody wins.
Keith will put you in hold, tell you how you get your prizes as well.
Give him a ShamWow.
Okay. And Miss Tidy Bowl, can you go and
Tidy Bowl.
Start your research?
I'm going now.
I have a full report. I'll wait till you get there.
Help!
There she goes. Like that Park Ride Tavern.
She's getting a swirly. 7:50. We've lost control of the show now.
Nice.
You're listening to KC and Company.
Comcast Business is celebrating the holidays by giving your business the $1,000 holiday bonus when you switch to a gig speed internet package. Just imagine the thousands of possibilities of a $1,000 prepaid card. Like possibility number 12, the new laptop for the office holiday hero. Or possibility number 108, smart speakers to deck those hallways. Or possibility number 192, new equipment for the new year. or possibility number 555, Bluetooth holiday lights for office decor. Switch to Comcast Business, designed for 100% reliability with business internet and wireless connect, plus advanced cybersecurity, and now get the $1,000 holiday bonus. Comcast Business, powering possibilities.
Ends 12/14/25. New customers only with 2-year agreement. Requires qualifying gig package. Other restrictions apply.
If your home is a bit dated, one of the best things you can do is renovate prior to selling. But how do you pay for it? I'm Sean Holden, owner of Renovation Real Estate. Let Renovation.Real Estate take care of everything for you. We handle the upfront costs, complete the renovations, then list your home for sale. You don't pay for renovations until closing. No gimmicks, just results. Imagine using our money to raise the value of your property without any upfront expense. Call today at 410-724-1199 or visit us at Renovation.Real Estate. We fix it, we sell it, you profit. MHIC 118-795.
Finding assisted living is tricky enough without someone trying to trick you. That's why at Lorien, they don't tell you one thing on the tour, then something else after you move in. They tell you exactly what to expect, from their transparent pricing to their robust available medical care with a licensed nurse on site 24 hours a day. Lorien was Maryland's first assisted living location over 45 years ago, and they strive to be Maryland's most reassuring now. Their pricing calculator provides a great start. Try it online at LorienMakesSense.com.
Take WCBM wherever you go. Listen on 680 WCBM, WCBM.com, on the WCBM mobile app, or tell Alexa, Siri, or Google to play WCBM. It's free. Listen live or on demand to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
So I always thought Chuck would be a great infomercial guy, you know? Like the ShamWow guy or Billy May. I just, for some reason, or, you know, it just, you know, the combination of Junior Sample from Hee Haw and Billy May.
Call me now. BR549. If we can't get you out of your timeshare, that guy does have his name, Chuck. We can't get you out of your timeshare, we're going to give you a free suitcase. We're going to kick your ass right out of town. I can do it.
You missed your calling.
That voice.
I know. All right. How's it going out there on the highways and byways?
Slowly improving. Slowly. Let's not have any more problems now, please, on 95. A lot of folks traveling, you know, through the day today and then again tomorrow, of course, really tomorrow. Right around noontime or so. Anytime after that, it really gets busy. We had a lot of problems early this morning. A little better now on 95. That's helping out the flow from the Beltway down to the split at the city-county line. We're still pushing a lot of traffic south. And, of course, everybody has to go through town and get on the interstate south of the area down to the Capitol Beltway. And if you're traveling, they all go through the Old Harbor Tunnel and the Fort McHenry Tunnel. Right now, we still have delays, but at least we are moving traffic. Slowing on the Beltway, the usual side, Parkville side, down the west side. There's been a little bit of that back up towards Annapolis, right at the split at I-97 southbound at the ramp at Route 32. And then the wreck on the BW Parkway was minor, should be off to the side, northbound on the Parkway at Powder Mill Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, a cloudy start, and we're going to the 50s today. Rain moves in this afternoon, lasts through tomorrow morning, scattered showers tomorrow, highs in the 60s, and then the cold comes. It's going to be chilly both Thanksgiving Day and over the weekend, with temperatures in the mid-40s and lows in the upper 20s to low 30s. Depending upon where you are. Right now, 44 in cloudy in Middle River, 45 in Arnold. And President Trump is moving ahead with one of the most important national security decisions of his administration, formally designating the Muslim Brotherhood as a foreign terrorist organization. In an interview with Just the News, he stated that the final documents are being drawn and the designation will be done the strongest and most powerful terms. The Muslim Brotherhood gave birth to Al-Qaeda. The Muslim Brotherhood is a parent to Hamas. They are the senior Brotherhood clerics have openly endorsed suicide bombings, attacks on civilians, and the destruction of democratic institutions in the Middle East. A formal terrorist designation would accomplish several policy goals that previous administrations had avoided, even as evidence continued to grow of the Muslim Brotherhood's influence. Recently, Texas Governor Greg Abbott designated them a terrorist group along with CARE in Texas. So this is long overdue. I applaud the president If you're going to be serious about terrorism, whether it's ISIS or whatever else, Muslim Brotherhood has to be included. He also announced he's terminating temporary protected status for Somalis in Minnesota, effective immediately. Why? Well, because the termination of TPS for these Somali migrants comes years after their exploding crime and the massive Feeding Our Future Medicaid fraud scandal that some of the stolen tax money funneled to the Al-Shabaab terror group. So, again, that happens immediately. The Somali gangbangers and the fraudsters and the Somali criminals, they've lost their TPS. Out you go. Ilhan Omar, not happy.
Somalis are not terrorizing this nation. We are helping it thrive. Somalis have always seen as a fabric, have seen themselves as a fabric of this nation. So not only are we not going anywhere, we are not going to allow anybody to make us feel less Minnesotan or less American.
Yeah, well, there are probably Somalis that are doing good and that are here as trying to escape the terrorism of their home country. Which is Mogadishu, and that's why we call it Little Mogadishu. And about 80 to 100,000 Somalis live in that in the Twin Cities area. But Somali gangs are linked to violent crime, human trafficking, and now confirmed terror financing through stolen taxpayer dollars. That TPS needs to be cut off, and I think Elon's a little bit nervous when she's speaking out like that. By the way, the State Department has now declared mass migration an existential threat to Western civilization. Finally, they have awakened at Foggy Bottom, thanks to Secretary Rubio. Mass migration has destroyed Europe. Mass migration has destroyed the UK. And the same thing is going to happen to us here in the United States if we allow it. And one more little tidbit for you today. The Trump administration is moving to re-interview certain refugees. I don't know, maybe Afghan? That were admitted to the United States under former President Chairman Joe. There'll be a comprehensive review of all cases of refugees admitted, because many, not all, but many refugees have come over here and committed crimes against children, against women. Here it is, and I know this is going to shock a lot of you, the Islamic fundamentalists. That's the basic principles and tenets of Islam. Is not compatible with our Constitution, not compatible with living in this country. It's people who choose who not to follow Islamic fundamentalism that get along here in the United States. The ones who do choose, it's just a matter of time before the two clash. And they're seeing it in Texas now. We're seeing it all over the country. So keep that in mind. The best of Casey and Company, each and every day, WCBM.com, on our Facebook and Rumble pages. You can check it out. We'd love for you to see it. Brought to you by the law offices of Michael A. Friedman. And coming up next, Harford County Executive Bob Castley is going to join us to talk about a number of issues, how the budget deficit impacts his county. And, of course, we'll take a look at the 287G program and the interesting decision that some of the school boards made to hire a convicted felon. It's 8 o'clock, and you're listening to WCBM.
This is the right choice for Maryland. Talk Radio 680,
WCBM, Baltimore. Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. In the air, on the roads and the rails, Americans by the tens of millions are on the move or will soon be for the Thanksgiving holiday.
Millions will stick with trains, buses, and cars, especially after the government shut down through air travel into chaos.
There may be some people who said, you know what, I want to avoid airports altogether. I'm going to drive my own vehicle and I'm going to do a road trip instead. So we're projecting at least 73 million people, but that number could end up being higher because more people now potentially are switching to road trips.
AAA says the good news for drivers, the national average for gas last year was $3.06 for regular, and that hasn't really changed. Happy travels. I'm Julie Walker.
A retired Navy captain, Democrat Senator Mark Kelly, may face court-martial, stems from his role in that Democrat video urging service members to disobey illegal orders from President Trump.
None of those involved in the video have been able to identify any such orders.
Not a single one of them, since they've been pressed by the media, and I'll give you guys credit for that, can point to a single illegal order that this administration has given down, because it does not exist. They knew what they were doing in this video, and Senator Mark Kelly and all of them should be held accountable for that.
White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt. They're off the hook, at least for now. Judge tossing the indictments of former FBI Director James Comey and New York Attorney General Letitia James. The judge ruled the prosecutor was illegally appointed and therefore lacked the authority to indict. Attorney General Bondi says, yes, there will be an appeal. Later today, a White House tradition plays out yet again. President Trump will pardon a couple of Thanksgiving turkeys. The birds named Gobble and Wattle will be spared. On Wall Street this morning, stock futures have turned positive now. Dow futures are up 22 points. NASDAQ futures ahead 2. More on these stories at townhall.com.
They say timing is everything in the gold and silver markets, and it's true. Dennis Prager here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. Although you can buy at the right time, if you buy the wrong coins, you may not make a profit. When gold was $400 an ounce, many people were talked into buying high-grade old gold and silver collector's coins. Unfortunately, most of the people who bought these so-called semi-numismatic coins, like the $20 St. Gaudens and Liberty Head gold coins, have not broken even on their investment. Incredible, given that gold has risen approximately 525% since then. So while timing is everything, if you buy the wrong coins, the timing simply doesn't matter. Having a dealer who cares about positioning you in the right types of coins or bullion will mean more to your portfolio than anything else. That's why I deal with Nick Rovich and AmFed Coin and Bullion. Whether you're buying or selling, call 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694. Or go to AmericanFederal.com, AmericanFederal.com.
Good morning. You're listening to Casey and Company. It's 8:03. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
If you're coming through downtown 95 at Camden Yards, there had been a report of a minor accident there near the ramp at 395. Should be off to the side. May grab some attention. Then a couple of vehicles were stopped on the right shoulder as you're going out towards the Beltway near the Caton Avenue ramp. We're still recovering, still slow, but at least we're moving traffic right now southbound into both the harbor tunnels. There is slowing on the Beltway, on the outer loop, on the Parkville side, the inner loop at Greenspring, and we're still moving. Everybody's going along. The pace is a little better, but still pretty active yet, anywhere from 795 down to Frederick Road over on the west side. The wreck on the BW Parkway northbound up around Powder Mill Road was now on the shoulder area. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. On Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. Starting off a bit cloudy for your Tuesday morning. Temperatures for the afternoon back to the 50s with mostly cloudy skies, and we're tracking our next weather maker. Rain showers rolling into the afternoon and evening time, and even some more rain left over on Wednesday. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It's 42 in Edgemere and 42 in Joppa Town at 804. Here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. An Anne Arundel County man is facing charges after he allegedly pointed a gun at a group of 12-year-old Christmas carolers. Police received a call about the incident in the Epping Forest neighborhood Saturday night and went to the home of the man who they described as belligerent. According to a local paper, 58-year-old Paul Susie admitted that he was involved in the incident. He was arrested and charged with three counts each of first and second degree assault, reckless endangerment, and carrying a handgun while under the influence. And a Howard County father and son are accused in a firearm trafficking operation. Following an investigation that began in the summer, police went undercover to buy firearms from the son, and they linked the sales to the father, who was allegedly distributing crack, fentanyl, and heroin. 60-year-old Ronald Kosh faces 11 weapon and drug charges, and his 38-year-old son, Martise, is facing 10 weapons charges. Last night's winning Maryland lottery pick 3 was 826. The pick 4, 9434. At 8:05, you're on Casey and Company. Stein on Sports coming up next.
Hi, I'm Chris Serbeck, president and owner of Crestlock.com. We have a state-of-the-art showroom and mobile showroom where you can see working systems before you purchase. Crestlock.com is located at 10015 Plaski Highway. Crestlock.com is your one stop for access control, security cameras, alarm systems, and or locksmith service. I invite you to visit Crestlock.com or give us a call at 410-256-7800 to schedule to see Crestlock.com's mobile showroom at your site.
Hi, I'm Mary Lynn at Wild Birds Unlimited, where we have everything you need for everyone and all the birds on your holiday gift list. We have bird food, feeders, pole systems, and bird baths. We celebrate local as we welcome artists, craftspeople, authors, and more each weekend in November and December. We've got Maryland-themed gifts, bird-friendly coffee, fair trade holiday decor, and unique, one-of-a-kind handmade items. Come see us at Wild Birds Unlimited Timonium and now Columbia.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
805 Sports is brought to you by the Comfort Guys. That's Farnan and Dermer, keeping your home warm all winter long. Singular focus now for the Ravens as they have taken a share of the lead in the AFC North, according to head coach John Harbaugh.
Really, it's really more about the next game. And then really, that's all you really think about from a coaching or player standpoint. It's, you know, where are we and what do we need to do against the opponent we're going to play to try to find a way to play winning football and to win the game.
Next stop, Cincinnati, of course, on Thanksgiving night. Lamar with a toe and Kyle Hamilton with an ankle are the most immediate injury concerns for Baltimore. Maryland basketball last night. It was a late night win in Vegas over the UNLV Running Rebels. 74-67 was the final. Pharrell Payne back on the floor for the Terps after that horrific fall he took against Marquette, notching his 1,000th career point. Caps back in action last night on home ice against the Blue Jackets of Columbus.
Tom Wilson on the retrieval. Chychrun lets it fly. He scores! More high heat.
Joe B had the call. Chychrun's second of the night, extending his scoring streak to a career-high 8 games. It's the longest streak by an NHL blue liner all season. Logan Thompson with 22 saves between the pipes for the Caps. And finally, more from baseball insider Ken Rosenthal on the Birds acquiring outfielder Taylor Ward from the Angels, and they may not be done.
Even after getting Taylor Ward, and even though they have Tyler O'Neill and Colton Cowser, and they've signed Leody Taveras, they're still looking for outfield help. Perhaps it will be in center field.
Here, coming up in 30 minutes, it'll be a local football feast. And that is Stein on Sports.
Did you know Farnan and Dermer are HVAC pros? Being Maryland's oldest and best, they're family-owned and operated since 1902. Winter cold doesn't stand a chance. So if it's time for a new heating system, they make it easy. 0% financing up to 60 months, plus rebates up to $7,000. And don't forget that tax credit, $2,000 you get. But it goes away at the end of this year. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys that you can trust. From Milford Mill to Owings Mills, Memorial Park to Brooklyn Park, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
You're listening to Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Short work week. Thanksgiving to come up. Just a couple of days. And the day after, we'll be off on Thanksgiving and Black Friday. Back on Monday. We'll be here tomorrow as well. Joining us right now on our Newsmaker Hotline, Harford County Executive Bob Castley. Bob, good morning. Welcome back.
Yeah, good morning, Sean. Good to be here. Happy Thanksgiving.
Yeah, happy Thanksgiving to you and yours and everybody in Harford County as well. Just want to get your thoughts here on a couple of things. One is, obviously, we now have this this budget deficit problem here in the state of Maryland, $1.49 billion or whatever it is in next fiscal year, and it's only going to get worse by the year 2030, some $4 billion. And this is a structural deficit. You spent some time in Annapolis. How come the structural deficit has not been fixed, and how does it trickle down to you at the county level? What are you concerned about?
Well, look, Annapolis doesn't focus well on serious issues. Let's just be blunt about that. They have a difficulty. They'd rather deal with sort of hypotheticals like global warming and the like. And so when you get to really concrete issues like spending no more than you take in, that's a tough one for them to focus on. But you know, a $1.5 billion structural deficit is pretty astounding considering how quickly it came up due to the spending priorities that they've had over there for the last 3 years. I came in and faced a $90 million structural deficit. My predecessor on the way out the door raised spending by $100 million in 1 year that threw us into a real challenge of a $90 million structural deficit. And we addressed that just through just focusing on what government should do, not on pipe dream stuff, focusing on what government should do. We restructured to assure that we're how we're purchasing things, how we're spending our money, how we're maintaining our equipment. All that was done with really serious deliberation so that we could roll back spending and overcome a $90 million structural deficit. And in 3 years, we did it. We did it through common sense, hard work. It wasn't popular. Folks came out after us, people who were addicted to the sugar high of a couple years of big spending government. We're not pleased to see that, and we took a whole lot of licks on that. But, you know, now we've turned the corner, and we're headed back onto fiscal sanity, fiscal soundness, and we're moving forward. And I really encourage the folks in Annapolis to quit looking at the dreams that they might have, and don't let the good idea fairy control your government. It's important that you focus on what government is supposed to do, what they have to do. Do the basics very well, and you can pull yourself out of these structural deficits. My fear now as a county official is, as we've seen in the past, that they'll overcome or they'll attempt to overcome the state structural deficit by just simply shifting more and more of those expenses onto the county government. I mean, the biggest example we've seen over the years is our highway user revenue. As the state, you know, they collect the gas tax that should be going very much to support local roads, and they take that and move it into green projects and the like down in Montgomery and Prince George's, and so leaving us without the funding to repair, do basic road blacktopping and,
right,
and common sense, you know, repairs.
The consensus really is that they're going to have to dip into the rainy day fund, and that's about $800 million. But that still leaves $700 million shortfall.
Yeah.
The blueprint for the future, that seems to be the big price tag here at $3 billion or whatever. Should that be paused? How would they manage that? Because they've just spent way too much money, and they're going to have to rein something in.
Yeah, and absolutely, there needs to be pause. Look, even the superintendents of schools, I mean, that's the folks in charge of the county school structures. These are not conservative Republican folks. These are the superintendents by and large. But even they and their group have come out and told the state, you need to pause certain elements of this, both to save money and because they're not having the impact. The state's focused on doing a lot of things that are experimental that need to be pulled back and really again focus back on the three R's and you know, supporting, hiring good teachers, giving them a decent salary, supporting those teachers, and your more experimental things need to be pulled back. And even they say that, you know, any blueprint, no matter all blueprints when you do it are subject to modification.
Yeah, that's a very good point. Hold that thought. More with Harford County Executive Bob Castley right now. Traffic weather on the threes update. Here's Chuck Whitaker.
There's still some slowing on the Beltway Parkville side right here at Harford Road, and then over on the west side, just kind of chugging along, moving south from 795 down through I-70, and it's a little slow through there, finally getting better, as per usual, at Frederick Road, and then down the hill towards 95. The interloop slowing at Greenspring, fairly consistent there as well, and then once you clear the JFX on the interloop over towards the ramp at 83, no problem. Both the tunnels still in the area of 25-minute delay southbound. That might not recover anytime soon. We had problems earlier. Now we have the midday traffic starting to build in and the heavy holiday traffic as well. So that may not recover, but at least we're moving without any big problems. I checked all the interstates, 95 up to Delaware, 83 up around the state line, 70 out to Western Maryland, going south towards the Capitol Beltway, 95. All those roadways right now are clear of any major problems. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast, cloudy start, temps in the 50s today, rain later this afternoon. Right now we're looking at 45 and cloudy in Middle River, and it is 44 in Forest Hill. 8:15 here on Casey and Company. On the line with us, Harford County Executive Bob Castley. You know, Bob, I was reading about this construction project you just completed, this new roundabout at one of your top, I think it was one of the top crash locations in the county. I don't think I've ever heard of any highway project or road project getting done ahead of time on schedule. How did you manage to pull that off?
Yeah, so I encourage my senior staff to look for creative approaches and focus on you know, return on our investments. And so our highways department took that to heart, and they came up with a modular system. The first one installed in the state of Maryland. My own people were able to install this traffic circle. You buy the package, and it's like a giant set of Legos. They did it in just 2.5 days. Had this thing up and operating. It was great planning. It's not as easy as it sounds. They did a lot of great planning, but the total cost in just for the parts and stuff was about $300,000. So the traffic circle can cost $1.5 to $3 million. So a great savings. Get a project in, minimal disruption to the traffic in a critical shopping area, retail area. So it's a kind of out of the box. Let's take ourselves into the next millennium kind of approach that we're using government here.
Yeah.
Just governing smarter and not with a lot more dollars.
Right? Speaking of public safety, recently the Attorney General, Anthony Brown, sent out a memorandum of understanding to law enforcement, including Harford County Sheriff's Office and others throughout the state. They're looking at reminding them of whether or not how they could work with ICE, if they can work with ICE. And now there's talk that they're going to ban the 287G program in the next session, which you do utilize in your county. What is your reaction to that thought that they would ban all law enforcement agencies from working with the feds?
Yeah, so Harford County's been really at the center of this controversy. We were, because we experienced firsthand the serious impact of these open border policies. We were we have both Rachel Mora and Kayla Hamilton both lost their lives in Harford County due to illegal alien criminals. And, you know, from my time in the Senate, I was the ranking Republican on the Judicial Proceedings Committee who had pushed back on the defund the police effort and also to defend the 287G program. This is an important program, and it's constantly being berated based upon false information, because we're not out. People aren't out, you know, stopping people on the street and saying, "You show us your papers." This is a thing that it's an examination that takes place in the detention center. So someone's already been lawfully detained for something totally unrelated to their immigration status. They're in the detention center, and that's when they check your immigration status. And it's just a common sense approach, because, Krishan, if you and I get pulled, if God forbid we're arrested and taken to the detention center, or even we're just stopped on the street, the police, when they call you, they stop you for a traffic offense. It pops up and says, "There's Sean's full record. There's right. Bob's full record." And so that policeman knows what they're dealing with. If you don't have any record because you crossed the border illegally, that policeman's supposed to, I mean, if you listen to the other side, they're saying, well, the policeman should just assume that all those guys are saints. And so they get a special dispensation that you and I don't get as people who lived and worked in the country all our lives. Our record is there. These folks aren't. And so it's inappropriate for law enforcement to then bring them to the detention center and say, "We're just going to assume, because that's what the Democrats want. We're going to presume that all these people that we just arrested are saints, and we're not going to even look at what their immigration status is. We don't care about that." And that's just wrong. That doesn't make any sense, because you're going to you're going to take that person, put them back on the streets, and it's a favor that you or I would not get, because if our criminal record is that long and we got picked up or something, we might be detained a little bit longer.
Right.
They're going to assume that. So it's to jeopardize the law-abiding people of the state just to appease one more feel-good program that's trying to be unleashed on the citizens by a party that's gone that way to the extreme. It's inappropriate, and I fully support the 287G program. It's necessary. It's common sense, and look, it's our duty as citizens to defend the country, and that's what we're doing with 287G program.
Very good. You and your family have a great Thanksgiving. We'll talk to you in the near future.
You too. Thanks.
All right. It's Harford County Executive Bob Cassily. And again, lots of other issues. We'll have back again, talk about some of the other stuff, especially the school board. That's a rising issue as well, important issue. Joining us now from the Newsmaker Hotline law firm of Michael A. Friedman, the Chief Counselor Michael Friedman is with us. Good morning, Michael.
Hey, good morning. Well, that was a great interview, by the way. Very, very informative.
Yeah. Thank you.
Talking about public safety, one of the things that we deal with on a, it seems, weekly basis. Is somebody crossing a street or crossing one of these difficult circles that we now see and being struck by a car? And in Maryland, we have to remember that we are a contributory negligent state. That means that if you are 1% contributing to an accident, you most likely will not recover. So if you're crossing the street as a pedestrian, here's the rule. Very simple. Cross at the corner with the light or the walk sign. If you do not do that, it doesn't matter that you've never seen a car on that street for 30 years, but all of a sudden this car comes down and hits you, or it's nighttime and a car maybe has one light out or whatever. If you are crossing not at the corner and not with the light and not with the sign, you probably are not going to recover. And we get some terrible, terrible injuries with people who have tried to walk across the street. They stepped off. Their car might be parked in the middle of the street across the street. So why walk all the way to the corner and wait for the light and cross in and have to walk all the way back down the street to get your car when you could very easily just cross the street and go right to your car? Because if you're hit, you're in serious trouble, and it's against the law. So a word to the wise, especially on Thanksgiving, people are out throwing footballs around and they're playing outside and whatever. Please be very careful. You got kids. Make sure that they're not running across the street chasing balls. Please be very, very careful, because we want everybody to enjoy this holiday and the holidays coming up. So be safe. Be sound. If you have any problems, give us a call. 410-363-6848, or if you're at a computer, just type in maflaw.com, and everybody have a terrific, happy Thanksgiving, and we'll talk to you next week.
All right, you and Marcia and family, enjoy your Thanksgiving.
Thanks so much, Sean.
Appreciate it. All right. Thanks, Michael. Law Office Michael A. Freeman, 410-363-6848, toll-free 1-800-782-7203, online maflaw.com. Day 23, traffic weather on the threes. Sadly, I was reminded that Billy Mays passed away in 2009.
I saw that.
Yeah. So there might be room for a new Billy Mays. Who knows?
Chucky Mays.
Chucky Mays. The not-so-tidy bowl man. All right, ladies and gentlemen.
No, we were just talking about, I said, just told Kristen, we were talking about psychiatry. I said, I could make a psychiatrist cry. He probably, after about an hour, he said, let me lay down and you sit up here. Let me tell you all the heartache I get every day on this one radio station that I do. And that I've gotten for over 25 years. Let me show you the shirt that they gave me that had all these Johnson names on them. Okay, it's enough. Sorry.
All right. I'm glad you got it all out.
Not yet. No, we don't have that much time.
Right.
Southbound 895 is still slow. I just saw a couple of motorcycle guys coming south. I don't know if they were cops or not, but they were coming south on 895 around O'Donnell Street, and it looked to me like they had their light on, their emergency light. So I'm just kind of looking downhill here to see where they went. But they were there on the right side. But 895 is still slow from Pulaski Highway, from Eastern Avenue. At least we're finally making a little progress with the traffic going in to the Old Harbor Tunnel. 95, all four lanes are open. Looking at you live here at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. The process is just slow, still coming down from the ramp area at Moravia Road through O'Donnell Street. This is where all the out-of-state traffic is going to be coming through. Everybody from out of town is on 95. They have to go through the Fort McHenry Tunnel to eventually get down to the Capitol Beltway and on their way south of the area. So those delays are still there. It's moving, but it's moving very slowly with 25-minute delays, at least southbound. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hey, Chuck, have you ever heard the term Blackout Wednesday?
I have not.
Yeah. Apparently, tomorrow is Blackout Wednesday.
Oh.
Otherwise known as Drinksgiving. They're saying it's one of the largest days, or the most, as far as volume goes.
Wow.
People drink more on the night before Thanksgiving than they do on New Year's Eve.
Wow.
Let's go figure.
I might have to look into that.
All right. I'm going to say, I thought you were going to say every Wednesday before the show.
But it's every morning before the show. And you think that's bad. What do you see 9:05 in the morning after the show?
Exactly.
I know.
But, yeah, I never heard that term before, but it's a thing.
I never have, but yeah. I'll investigate.
They say unusually heavy traffic and effects of holiday revelry and bar crawls are recognized as the biggest culprits.
Just what we need.
Yeah, exactly.
Just what we need.
Right.
And a little rain on top of that, maybe.
Yeah, that's really going to make things really interesting tomorrow.
Jeez.
All right, see you in a couple. Appreciate that. Your Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast. Cloudy start in the 50s. Rain later on this afternoon. And that'll last through tomorrow morning. Right now, we're 45 and cloudy in Middle River, 45 and Severn. From the birthplace of the Star Spangled Banner, Fort McHenry, Baltimore, time to commemorate America's 250th birthday. America's 250 birthday is sponsored by the Smile Design Center. If you've ever dreamed of achieving that perfect smile, the time to act is now. Call the Smile Design Center at 410-321-1100 and make that dream a reality. So this day in 1783, more than 6,000 British troops evacuated New York City after signing the peace treaty ending the Revolutionary War. 1947, film industry executives introduced the first Hollywood blacklist, banning people accused of communist sympathies from working in the film industry. The blacklist came about after 10 directors, producers, and actors refused to testify before the House Un-American Activities Committee. On this day in 1963, U.S. President John F. Kennedy, assassinated in Dallas 3 days earlier, was buried at Arlington National Cemetery. 10 years later, in 73, U.S. President Nixon ordered the national highway speed limit cut from 70 miles per hour to 55 miles per hour in order to save lives and gasoline. 2001, hundreds of U.S. Marines arrive in Kandahar, Afghanistan, the first major entry of U.S. ground troops in that country. That war would wage for 20 years before it was ended. And finally, on this day in 2020, President Donald Trump pardoned his former National Security Advisor, Michael Flynn, who twice pleaded guilty to lying to the FBI during the Russian investigation. Remember, the FBI threatened to imprison his son if he didn't plead guilty to the charges, and he was pardoned eventually. And that's a look at America's 250 birthday celebration.
WCBM Baltimore.
Hi, Sean Casey here. If you're looking for a reason to smile again, visit the Smile Design Center in Lutherville. Dr. Lairfield will provide exceptional care with comfortable, friendly, chairside manner. They're using the latest technology, 3D printing, digital scanners, and lasers to make your dental experience faster, easier, and more precise. From simple cleanings to full smile makeovers, they handle all phases of dentistry so you can get your smile back in just a few visits. Call Nicole at the Smile Design Center at 410-321-1100 and visit smiledesigndoctor.com. Mention WCBM for a first patient special offer.
WCBM Baltimore.
By the way, State Senator Dahlia Tarr, her co-defendants, that would be her brother, and a Baltimore County police officer, all have pleaded not guilty in that federal extortion and conspiracy charge case that was filed earlier in the month. The indictment alleges in a plot that Tarr's former political consultant was secretly recorded in bed with a married man. So, welcome to corrupt Maryland, folks. It's just,
you're just shaking your head.
Slap them on the wrist and send them on their way.
8:30, time for the latest news headlines. Once again, an update. Here's Maggie.
Thanks. Good morning. Anne Arundel County police have arrested a suspect in connection with an assault and robbery at a Dunkin' location in Linthicum. Police say Omari Reed allegedly entered the store on Saturday evening, assaulted the employee, and forcefully took money from the cash register. A short time later, officers saw a man matching the suspect's description walking
on Andover Road, and he was positively identified and taken into custody. Maryland's Anthony Brown and a coalition of attorneys general have secured an agreement with the U.S. Department of Justice, ensuring that it will not apply unlawful restrictions on services for sexual assault and domestic violence survivors. The coalition sued the DOJ last month, challenging a rule barring states from using Victims of Crime Act, Burn Justice Assistance Grants, and Violence Against Women Act funds to provide services to undocumented immigrants or those who can't prove their status. As a result, the DOJ has agreed that the challenged restriction cannot and will not be applied. Brown says the agreement protects every survivor of sexual assault and domestic violence, regardless of their immigration status, and ensures they can access these vital services. Brandon Scott and officials from LifeBridge Health Centers for Hope will hold an afternoon ribbon cutting for a new Safe Streets office in McKeldry Park. They will be joined by elected officials, community members, and the Mayor's Office of Neighborhood Safety and Engagement for the East Baltimore event. The ribbon cutting will be followed by a turkey giveaway for members of the community at around 4:30 p.m. And the woman who was pulled from a submerged vehicle in Baltimore's Inner Harbor last week has died. City rescue crews and a dive team responded to Pier 5 November 18th to rescue the woman after her car went into the water. 8:32 on Casey & Company. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Comcast Business is celebrating the holidays by giving your business the $1,000 holiday bonus when you switch to a gig speed internet package. Just imagine the thousands of possibilities of a $1,000 prepaid card. Like possibility number 12, the new laptop for the office holiday hero. Or possibility number 108, smart speakers to deck those hallways. Or possibility number 192, new equipment for the new year. Or possibility number 555, Bluetooth holiday lights for office decor. Switch to Comcast Business, designed for 100% reliability with business internet and wireless connect, plus advanced cybersecurity, and now get the $1,000 holiday bonus. Comcast Business, powering possibilities.
Ends 12/14/25. New customers only with 2-year agreement. Requires qualifying gig package. Other restrictions apply.
It's 8:33 on Casey & Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
There's a vehicle stopped in the painted out area southbound on 95 as you're coming out of the left tube at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. So they're behind the yellow line. Some flashing lights there with the police car behind it. I think it might be a broken down vehicle. So far, no impact there, but they are looking at it just a bit. We're still slow for the traffic coming south on 95 from Moravia Road and working its way south into the Fort McHenry Tunnel. The right tube is now just a little bit slow going into the tunnel. After that, everybody's okay at 95 Russell Street, 395, as you continue to go through the city and out to the southwest side. 895 at the Old Harbor Tunnel. Delays are still around Pulaski Highway. There's a report there might be a minor accident near the ramp at 895 at Moravia Road. That would be out near the city-county line. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBF.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. Starting off a bit cloudy for your Tuesday morning. Temperatures for the afternoon back to the 50s with mostly cloudy skies. And we're tracking our next weather maker. Rain showers rolling into the afternoon and evening time, and even some more rain left over on Wednesday. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 835 Sports is brought to you by Greben Wealth Management. Orioles outfielder Taylor Ward, newly acquired, speaking on the MLB Hot Stove Show. On his power numbers, he had 36 home runs last year. How would that translate to Camden Yards?
Well, I'm definitely happy that they moved the wall back in a little bit. But you guys know me. When things are going well, I'm him. The ball out to all fields, and I think, you know, the gaps there in center field there, they play similar to Angel Stadium, and, you know, in Angel Stadium, the corners are 350. So
Ward, of course, the 36 homers last year at Angel Stadium in California. Lots been made recently and not without merit of the Ravens' soft schedule of late and the winning ugly concept, despite the fact that they've won five games in a row. Right, Ravens wide receiver DeAndre Hopkins, though, dismissing that notion.
Man, you know, I feel like we're clicking enough to win. That's all that matters, man. You know, you look at teams around the league, record, you know, who isn't what ours is, you know, but they could be statistically the highest ranked offense. So, you know, I'd rather be in this position than, you know, statistically the best.
Depending on whose book you look at, the Ravens have been installed as a 7 to 7.5 point favorite. Joe Burrow expected to play for Cincinnati. Elsewhere in the NFL, Justin Tucker getting his first look in New Orleans for a tryout with the Saints. A lot of local football action this holiday weekend besides for Ravens-Bengals on Thursday night. Thursday morning, of course, Calvert Hall and Loyola at United Stadium in Towson for the 105th Turkey Bowl. College football, Maryland closes out at Michigan State trying to snap that 7-game losing streak. Navy-Memphis on Thursday night, a win by the Mids would clinch at least a tie for first in the American Conference. D3 ball will also be active, both Hopkins and Salisbury in the tournament. Hopkins hosting Springfield at Homewood Field and the Seagulls hosting Endicott College, both games Saturday at noon. And the Susquehanna Riverhawks are still alive in the D3 playoffs, led by quarterback Josh Ehrlich. The son of former Maryland Governor Bob Ehrlich will lead his Riverhawks against Christopher Newport this Saturday. Not too sure what to make of this story, but here it is. In Wise County, Virginia, a high school football coach has gone missing in the middle of an undefeated season. Union High School head football coach Travis Turner has officially been listed as a missing person, last seen last Thursday. And amid the investigation, an unidentified Wise County school staff member has been placed on leave. Turner has coached at Union High since 2011. The football team continues their march into the state semifinals. Their record is 12-0. The time now is 8:37 when we return the tournament that's changing college basketball.
Attention investors and retirees, are you ready for what's coming? The AI and data revolution is changing everything. Billions are being invested in smart technology and automation. Markets are shifting fast. If your portfolio isn't built for the future, it could affect how well you retire. Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 for your free consultation.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor, member FINRA SIPC.
Sean, remember the Maui Invitational?
Yes.
College basketball, mm-hmm. The teams would go out, and they pay their own way, by the way, to go out there and play each other, figure out who's who, what's what. They'd eat a lot of pineapple and all that kind of stuff. Macadamia nuts, probably, too. Well, that's being replaced now.
Mai Tais,
well, of course, of age. That's being replaced now by this tournament that Maryland is playing in currently. They beat UNLV last night, 74-67. It's called the New Players Tournament, the New Player Era Tournament. It's an NIL tournament.
Wow.
Each team that goes out there gets paid. They don't have to pay their way. They get $1 million in NIL money. Per team? And so, therefore, the best teams want to play because they want to get the money and they want to figure out who's who out there. So this is the changing face of college sports in general, and it's a way for the NCAA to gain interest in college basketball earlier than March Madness. You know, usually March is the month, right, because of all the... But now they've got this NIL tournament and all the great teams. Houston's out there. Gonzaga's out there. Maryland, UNLV, you name them, they're out there. And so this is the new era that we're in college basketball.
And, of course, it's being held in Vegas.
Of course it is. Vegas replaces Maui.
Oh, man. You can't make this stuff up. There's another NBA poker scandal, I heard.
Another one?
Maybe it's the existing one. They're just giving us an update on. I saw
where Chauncey Billups pled innocent.
Okay, maybe that was it.
Yeah.
Yeah, so they're just an update on the old poker scandal.
Of course, there could be a new one.
There could be. There's going to be a lot more, I think, before all is said and done.
Money, money, money.
Yeah, you got that right. Thanks, Gary. Oh, by the way, tomorrow we're doing Turkeys of the Year, so come up with your sports turkeys.
I got a long list.
Sports Turkeys of the Year, and... we'll do that tomorrow along with our national and local turkeys of the year.
Gotcha.
All right. Thanks, Kerr. 8:39, 21 before the hour of 9 o'clock. There's a new trend. Not a new trend. It's been out for a couple of years of taking children's stories and or cartoons and turning them into horror films. For instance, there's The Curse of Humpty Dumpty. Blood and Honey. Yes, they turned Winnie the Pooh into a horror movie. There's a horror movie about Gretel and Hansel. And also Snow White, A Tale of Terror. There's a Cinderella horror film, a Pinocchio's Revenge. And there is The Curse of Sleeping Beauty, of course. And Little Red Riding Hood. You got the Big Bad Wolf and all that stuff. But now, they're taking The Wizard of Oz. And there are two separate horror movies that they're developing in The Wizard of Oz. The first one is called Gale, Yellow Brick Road. Here's a little bit of from the trailer, the audio from the trailer.
We don't want you to end up like her, Emily.
Dorothy's been all but mute for nearly 20 years. But she says it's the only way she can keep her safe. Her?
Yes, The Wizard of Oz is now a horror film, Gale, Yellow Brick Road, where Dorothy is now, 20 years later, she's mute, and all she does is sit in a chair and click her heels together. Maybe chanting, "There's no place like home." Who knew, right? That's how devoid they are of ideas now in Hollywood, that they've got to turn to children's stories and cartoons to make horror films. Although, I heard this the other day. Superman, the original Superman comic or idea for Superman, he was a bad guy. He was a villain. And they thought, we're going to make him a good guy. And so he started out as a villain, but they turned him a good guy. Hey, this is a very interesting court case I wanted to share with you. An appeals court has used a Florida COVID closure order case to deliver a stunning decision about the government's confiscation of property, settling a huge new precedent for closure orders, and which became common, as we all know, during the pandemic, right, created by the CCP virus. The 11th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals concluded that government orders shutting down private beaches during that time period violated the Fifth Amendment's ban on government taking property without compensation. And constitutional expert Jonathan Turley points out this is a major ruling on takings, including the treatment of the limits as a physical rather than regulatory takings. It could find itself before the Supreme Court on that issue. And again, if the government cannot close down a beach without proper compensation, why can they take your land for a power line for data centers that aren't going to benefit you? These are questions that we're asking. Kelo versus New London is the one that we always point to as the takings clause was completely shredded and violated by that ruling. But we'll keep an eye on this one and see if this has any legs at the Supreme Court. It's 8:43. Speaking of legs, Chuck Whitaker, according to Marty, should become the new inventor of the Yam Wow. The Yam Wows for those whose buns have a slight droop. Yummy Wow supports your yams so you can hold them high. Yes, it's Seawitz Yam Wow. Put the badunk back in your badunkadunk. Buy Yam Wow today.
I'll send him a message later. I have his private email. Now, we were talking about big backups before.
Yes, sir.
Do you remember, this is way back, this is back when the day when I was working split shifts, came in the afternoon, it was raining, I don't know if it was Christmas Eve or it was the day before Thanksgiving. They had a wreck in the Fort McHenry Tunnel, northbound. They had a wreck at the Old Harbor Tunnel, northbound. Key Bridge was still up then. So the Beltway at that particular point was backed up 42 miles.
Oh, God, I do remember that. You're right. That was brutal. That was brutal.
Dundalk all the way around to the other side and joined up coming down from Glen Burnie.
That was nasty.
42 miles.
I think that's a record.
It was.
Yeah.
Because you couldn't go anywhere.
Yeah, I don't think
the city.
I don't think the Bay Bridge ever backed up that much.
No. No. This was.
There was a 20 mile backup I was caught in once.
Yeah.
I don't think it's ever been longer than 25.
I got caught one time at 50 and 404, and that was bad enough.
Right.
And, you just crawled from there. But once you get to the Beltway and the people from out of state coming down 95 or coming up 98, they got there and they went, what now?
That's crazy.
The only way we could do anything was go through the city. So at least it's not that bad right now.
Beltway a little slow yet, a couple spots. Parkville side through Green Spring, through Pikesville, and the west side is actually getting better now, moving down through I-70 and eventually towards Frederick Road. A little cloud cover today helping out with that, so that's good. JFX, no problems at all. Both the tunnels are still heavy. We're moving traffic south at both the Harbor Tunnels. There was a report of a minor wreck near Moravia Road on 895. That's been checked and cleared. We're still in the area of 15 to 20-minute delays southbound right now with the lanes open at both the Harbor Tunnels. That's primarily on the southbound side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast. Cloudy start in the 50s today. Rain moves in this afternoon through tomorrow morning. Scattered showers possible Wednesday. Temps in the 60s. And then a blast of Arctic air will hit us. It'll cool down. We're only in the mid-40s on Thanksgiving Day. And lows in the upper 20s to low 30s both Thursday and Friday. So it'll be a good time to put another log on the fire. Right now, 47 in cloudy in Middle River. And it is a 47 in Pasadena. It is time for your feel-good news segment.
I need some good news, baby, because like the world's gone crazy. Give me some good news, baby. Give it to me. Give it to me.
Our feel-good news segment brought to you by Town Appliance, Reister's Town Road in Owings Mills. And that's all your appliance needs. Went out and saw Mayor and Mayor yesterday, Town Appliance. They're looking good and getting ready for the big Black Friday sale. Well, this one really warms the heart. It's a couple in Minnesota. They just got engaged after meeting in the hospital as teenagers when they both woke up from comas at the same time. If this is not a Hallmark movie idea, I don't know what is. Isabel Richard and Zach Zarambinski, their moms kept in touch. They all got together for dinner a while back. Zach got Isabel's number. They've been dating for about a year. He surprised her by proposing at the hospital where they met when they came right out of their coma. Here they're talking about meeting then the actual proposal in the hospital.
What we have in common is TBI. It's a traumatic brain injury.
I remember she was laying there. She had shards of glass still in her hair, and she was unconscious.
I just was, like, praying.
Said a couple kind words to Isabel, and that was it for 6 years. This is an honor to be here. He has redeemed our stories. I just want to have a question for you. Will you marry me?
Yes.
I love you so much.
I love you too.
That is one of our all-time favorite feel-good news stories of the day. Brought to you by Town Appliance.
Hi, it's Kim Klasick. When I think appliances, I think Town Appliance off Reisterstown Road in Owings Mills. You'll meet Mayor and Mayor, and they'll help you make the best choice. Whether remodeling or replacing, they'll guide you through all their appliance brands like Electrolux, Frigidaire, Monogram, Jet Air, Cafe, Whirlpool, Sub-Zero, Wolf Cove, really over 70 trust brands to choose from. Whatever fits your style and budget, it's a family-run store that actually treats your family like family. Skip the big box chaos. Go where service still matters. And right now, they'll have a huge Black Friday shopping event. TownAppliance.com. Trusted by yours.
You know what bedevils me? And I can't really wrap my entire mind around it, is why the Democrat Party, today's modern Democrat Party, I mean, they've lost their way, you know, clearly. But even people within the Democrat Party, they have family members, they have folks that they actually care about and that they love. And yet you'd be hard-pressed to find that when you get stories like this. In a Democrat-run city dominated by Democrat Communist Mayor Brandon Johnson in Chicago, Democrat Governor J.B. Pritzker, Cook County, as we know, is very Democrat, and you've got these judges. And I think today there are a lot of judges that should never be judges. They don't really care about the law. They haven't really studied the law all that much. And these are just patronage jobs. You know, it's you scratch my back, I'll scratch yours. So this is a story that it just, around the holidays especially, just hits me in the wrong way. An innocent woman who was set on fire by a violent career criminal on a Chicago train. Her identity has now been revealed. 26-year-old Bethany McGee, a resident of Upland, Indiana, works for an analyst for a heavy goods giant, Caterpillar. She's a devout churchgoer and an animal lover. She's the daughter of Emily and Dr. Gregory McGee, has two brothers, Mark and John. Her father works as a professor of biblical studies at Taylor University. McGee previously supported Black Lives Matter. In fact, she attended a rally for the organization. And we find out that the individual, an absolute lowlife with 72 prior arrests, doused Bethany with a flammable liquid and set her ablaze on a Chicago train this week. 50-year-old Lawrence Reed, 72 arrests. As he lit her on fire, he yelled, "Burn, biatch," as the victim repeatedly rolled around trying to put out the fire. She was later hospitalized with severe injuries. Her condition is unknown. 72. Okay? This is how the Democrats roll. Not every Democrat. I'm not going to say every Democrat judge. But there are too many of these cases where repeat violent offenders are not held accountable, not put in jail for 72 times. The guy should have been locked up for life a long time ago. Instead, a young woman struggles with her life after being doused with flames. Oh, by the way, Mr. Reed is black. It's 8:51, and you're listening to Casey and Company.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. You know, right now we have a politically divided country, trade wars, stock market uncertainty, tax changes, and the list goes on. Now, do you think that these world affairs have any effect on your financial affairs? Look, if you're not prepared, you could be in for a very rude awakening. Now, you've saved and been able to grow your money. You don't want to have to make it again. Call my guys, Rod Barowie and Paresh Shaw with the Safe Retirement Solutions team. Now, Rod and Paresh, now they're published authors, radio hosts right here on WCBM. Now they can show you how Wall Street's fuzzy math could derail your entire retirement plan. Now, do you want to get a handle on your retirement? Call the Safe Retirement Solutions team. Call them now at 410-266-1120. That's 410-266-1120. Schedule an in-person or a Zoom visit. That's 410-266-1120. Or check them out online at SafeRetirementSolutions.com.
This holiday season, step back in time at G. Krug & Son Ironworks and Museum, America's oldest continuously operating blacksmith shop right here in Baltimore since 1810. Stop by Saturday, December 6th from 11 to 2 as they celebrate 215 years of craftsmanship, history, and holiday spirit. Watch live blacksmith demonstrations, explore a walking catalog of iron artistry, and experience Christmas the old-fashioned way. Christmas at Krug, where Baltimore's history still glows warm by the forge. Learn more at jkrugandson.com.
The Rob Carson Show.
Tuesday on the show, a Democrat judge has dismissed cases against Letitia James and James Comey. Former federal prosecutor Doug Burns says, hold up, it ain't over yet. And he will join us
weekdays, noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It's 8:53, 7 minutes now before the hour of 9 o'clock. Amber Duke is filling in for Kim Klasick, who's off until Friday. So good to hear Amber again. Great show yesterday. And she's with the Daily Caller, if you didn't know. So stay tuned for Amber coming up right here at the top of the hour. Right now, traffic weather on the threes. Last report of the day. Once again, here's the King, Chuck Whitaker.
Looks like there might be a late accident on the Beltway on the interloop, the report said, at Park Heights Avenue. But I'm looking at the camera, which is right here at Reisterstown Road. It appears to be slowing much more so right here underneath Reisterstown Road. And then over towards Park Heights Avenue gets a little bit better. So right now, heads up, if you're coming up the Beltway from 795 and then up the hill towards Reisterstown Road at exit 20, a lot of construction ongoing there. Might be a little bit of a tight squeeze if there is an accident in that area. And a report now of a vehicle fire would be at the end of the ramp area, White Marsh Boulevard at Eastern Avenue, not far from Martin State Airport over on the east side. Baltimore County had the fire department out there. The last look here at both the harbor tunnels, 895 improving to the point that we're about 15, maybe a little bit more going south on 895, but 95 is still slow from Moravia Road going into the Fort McHenry Tunnel. It's moving. It's going to take 15 to 20 minutes southbound right now with the lanes clear, and then you're okay through the city on 95 from Camden Yards and out to the Beltway on the southwest side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Today's traffic update is sponsored by Michael's Cafe, family owned, locally loved.
And your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, cloudy start, temps in the 50s, rain this afternoon through tomorrow morning, rain eventually, scattered showers tomorrow in the 60s, and then a cold front comes through, got to drop temperatures on Thanksgiving Day and Black Friday into the mid-40s, so bundle up. Right now, cloudy 54 in Ocean City, and it is 45 right now in Reisterstown. As well. So we were just talking about repeat offenders, 72 arrests for the guy that set that woman on fire. Here in Baltimore, we have a murder suspect that has just been arrested. And this individual, Terrell Evans, facing several charges, including first-degree murder in connection to the shooting death of a 42-year-old man last year. Motive has not been released yet, but we find out in looking at Mr. Evans' rap sheet, that he is, his criminal record dates back more than 25 years with previous convictions, including for conspiracy to distribute narcotics, first degree assault, and attempted first degree murder. Okay? So there you have it. More repeat violent offenders, the swinging door of criminal injustice here in the state of Maryland. It's getting so bad that Baltimore residents now are left to pray for their lives. I mean, they'd love to have President Trump bring the National Guard in. We've had, what, six shootings, three deaths since the last, or seven shootings in 48 hours, and then there have been a ton of shootings between now, between the last Friday and now, with three fatalities in Baltimore City. And one individual, one resident saying get rid of the politics and get safety. Put public safety first and foremost and stop thinking about party politics or whether it's a Republican or a Democrat doing it. Just keep the people safe.
Not trying to get into politics, but I know they don't want the National Guard down here. But come on, we need help. And I just think that we need to leave politics out of it and build the city up.
Yeah, look what they've done in D.C. Look what they're doing in Memphis. They're about to do in New Orleans. If they were able to do their jobs in Portland or in Chicago, where judges there have stopped the National Guard from being deployed, you'd see the same kind of results. But Democrats don't want to protect the public. They want that constant boogeyman so they can get federal monies. And that's not going to happen under President Trump, but I guess they're just trying to keep their powder dry. By the way, I was asked by somebody the other day how the vote went on Friday, and it was largely a waste of time. As I said, it was basically symbolic. It was virtual signaling on the part of Republicans and some Democrats regarding the House resolution denouncing socialism. And instead of codifying the president's executive orders into legislation, which is going to have to be done between, you got 1 year. Because if Republicans do lose the House in the midterms, the Trump agenda will be dead in the water. They will try to impeach him. They'll try to do to him what they did with Bolsonaro down to Brazil, who's back in jail again. So we're heading down the same rabbit hole, folks. Unless, of course, somehow the Republicans get their act together, which they've shown a inclination not to. But they held this resolution on voting for to denounce socialism. Only two of the congressional delegation in Maryland voted in denouncing socialism. One would be obvious, Congressman Andy Harris. The other is Congresswoman April McLean Delaney. She voted against it. Kwasi Mfume apparently did not vote. But the rest, all Democrats apparently embrace socialism or didn't vote at all. Couldn't bring themselves to vote this capitalism, which has made this country one of the greatest in the history of the world, if not the greatest. And again, has its flaws, has its problems. I'm not going to say it's perfect. But believe me, socialism, communism, Marxism at all has killed over 100 million people worldwide since it started rearing its ugly head in 1917. And here we go again. Another country, a bunch of dupes that think that socialism somehow is going to fix the problems of affordable living. All it does, it spreads misery around, folks. It takes in a little pocketed area, and then in New York City, we'll watch it, and we'll see what happens. But this then spreads it all over the place. Okay, tomorrow, Turkeys of the Year. So you can start nominating them overnight here. National turkeys, local turkeys, sport turkey of the year. So we'll do that tomorrow here on KC and Company. And love to hear your nominations as well. Stay tuned for Amber Duke, sitting in for Kim Klasick. Until tomorrow, God bless our troops. God bless America.
This is the right choice for Maryland. Talk Radio.